The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live for our 10th District 6A Showcase, and things are bound to get intense here in Redbone Springs tonight. We followed the Black and Gold Convoy 21 miles westward this Friday evening across county lines into the domain of the Red and Gray Bulldogs. Each of these girls' teams have solidified their seating for the tournament. However, Matt Walker and his 16-9 Lady Bulldogs are in desperate need of a positive outing after they weren't able to get off their leashes against Pickett County. And don't be looking for Dustin McKinney and his 19-9 Lady Red Dogs to roll over and play dead. Rob Edwards and his 22-3 Bulldogs have secured a place in the district semifinals, but Michael Owens and the 19-10 Red Bulldogs need a win to guarantee themselves a top-four seeding. Pride and placement are on the line, and it's going to be another classic installment in the ongoing saga that is the Battle of the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. And much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show in our 10th regular season Clay County basketball broadcast this year. For the fifth time this season, we're on the road with the Dawgs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. And for now, I'm accompanied, as always, by the Horizon Sports Network's crew chief, Thomas Weaver. It's almost NASCAR season.
Yeah, I like that, Daniel. Move me up from an MVP to I don't know what. Crew chief, I'll try to turn a wrench if I can. You know what? It's hard to believe this is the last of our District 6A showcase, Daniel. But what a way to end it here in Red Bull and Springs for another Battle of the Bulldogs. You know, we've called nine good contests. This will be our 10th. We've got a few more coming up, but it went by quick.
It has. Of course, we did it condensed in about a 5.5-6 week period, and we've had a lot of fun doing it. I hope everybody's enjoyed listening and following along during the meat of the season with the teams.
I hope they have, too. And it's going to get even better when we bring the District 6A tournament to those listeners in a week or so. I can't wait for that. And, you know, tonight's kind of going to be a preview of it. The Lady Dawgs have clinched third, so this one didn't really carry any weight towards the postseason. But like you mentioned, you know Clay County's ready to get up off the mat from that horrible showing again against Biggie County. And tonight, they can prove they belong with a win here against Red Bull and Springs. You know, they took us to overtime at home. I expect nothing less here.
Well, this is a Lady Red Dog team. That they're 19-9, and their losses come to similar teams that Clay County's lost to.
Right.
So this is a good basketball team that don't want to lose here at home. And Clay County, if they drop two in a row district games, even though it won't change seeding for the tournament, it's going to put them in a pretty dark place.
Well, just make the mindset tough.
Yeah.
Heading into the postseason. And, you know, on the other hand, Daniel, the Dawgs versus the Red Dawgs never disappoints. We could talk on and on and about that matchup coming up, the most marquee of which, in my opinion, Jake Ashlock versus Dalton Marshall.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to. When we called the game here last year, that was that breakout night for Ashlock when he really took Marsh to school.
Right. A little preview of what's to come. Had Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp on the Inside the Locker Room segment. He might want to comment, he does comment a little bit about that matchup, so looking forward to that one. And, of course, one group that never disappoints, that's our long list of sponsors, Daniel. We can't thank them enough. Here on the road for the last of our District 6A showcase, wouldn't be here without them.
Certainly would not be.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of our long-running Delhalla Horizon newspaper, and we hope everyone listening will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we've done in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what will be in next week's paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what will be written about Clay County's games with Pickett County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors. In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. Of course, next week's paper won't be out until next Wednesday. So here's a summary of what will be in print about Clay County's games with Piggy County. The Lady Dawgs, Daniel, somehow laid another egg against the Lady Bobcats. And they were just never in that contest. They didn't even score in the first quarter. Fell behind 15-0. Then got down 31-8 at the half. They did show a few signs of life to start the third period with an 8-0 run to get it to 31-16. But that's as close as it got, Daniel. Pitt County went on a run of their own and dominated for the 61-34 win to take sole possession of second place in the conference. Just an ugly night for Clay County.
Brent Smith and the Lady Bobcats got some kind of voodoo going on against Clay County. We play horrible against them. We're going to run into them again, hopefully, in postseason, and that'll change.
Here's a bunch of names with not many points. Rachel Kobus was the leader with 7 points. Abby Head, 5. Katie Arms had 3. Lauren Weaver, 3. Hannah Rames, 3. Dora McClain, 3. Bradley Burchett, Marley Ashlock, Liza Jenkins, Izzy Hale, and Cherokee Upton only had 2 apiece. The Dogs versus the Bobcats game was, on the other hand, one for the ages, Daniel. Clay County led by 8 at the end of 1, but that was the largest lead of the night. And then they only led 4 at the half and 3 headed into the fourth quarter. There they held on for the 57-55 victory down the stretch. Here's what you call a dandy, Daniel.
It was. That's what we expected. To be Pickett County, I'm telling you. That's a team that the Dogs probably will find again in the postseason. And I'm not looking forward to it because Pickett County's capable of beating Clay County.
No doubt about it. They played well. You know, but Gunner Silk's defensive stand on that final play was the difference. The Bobcats had it with a few seconds to go. He shut them down just like he did all night long, and he also finished with 9 points, won the TDS top performer. Another great performance by the junior.
He's just impresses me, and he's getting better. That's the thing about it. We've yet to see his best ball.
I agree. Grant Strong led the way in scoring, as always, with 15 points. Jeff Bobby had another good night with 12. Jake Ashlock had 9. Mason Sharp, 5. Keaton Arms, 5. And Eli Smith rounded it out with 2. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through in your Del Hollow Horizon. We also want to ask you to tell your friends we're on air tonight. Send them a link so they can tune in, too. We'll be right back with more of the Carquest pregame show as we prepare for Clay County versus Red Bull and Springs. Up next, after these words from our sponsor.
Today, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Back here on the Carquest pregame show, and it's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obiever Markets. To begin with, we'll take a look at the championship history of tonight's girls' teams. The Red Bull and Lady Bulldogs have made it to 4 state tournaments. Most recently was 9 years ago in 2011. They have a tournament record of 1-4. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs have made 10 state tournament appearances, most recently 8 seasons ago in 2012. With a tournament record of 13-9, they have 4 state runner-ups and 1 state championship. Now we'll look at the series between tonight's teams during the past decade. The teams have met 23 times in the past 10 years, and Clay County is 20-3 against their Red Lady opposition during that time. And the Black and Gold currently hold a 7-game win streak in the series, including last month's 54-47 win. Individual leaders against Red Bull and Springs. Here's a new listing. Point leader, Briley Burchett, who scored 30, Thomas, in that meeting last month.
Career high at the time, Daniel, and also in that same game, she did it from the free throw line. She made 16, Daniel, to hold the free throw record.
To my knowledge, yeah, not only against Red Bull, but all time, period, against any opponent for the Lady Dogs. three-pointers made against Redmond Springs, three different girls with five, Maddie Monroe in 2013, Michelle Chambers in 98, and Megan Hamilton in 03.
Our last time out, our last broadcast, talked about this young lady, Melissa Webb, the assist leader, with a whopping 11 back in 1993.
Rebound, Stephanie Rich, her senior year in 2004, pulled down 18 boards.
Steals, Sonya Smith, same number as Webb on the assist, 11 steals in 1990.
And for blocks, Stephanie Rich, again, she's the all-time Lady Dog block leader, even though she only played two seasons in Clay County. She had nine blocks in a single game against Redbourne Springs in 2004. Now we'll look at the boys' team's championship history. The Redbourne Bulldogs have never appeared in the state tournament, while the Clay County boys have made nine state tournaments, most recently 2 years ago in 2018. The Bulldogs have a 3-9 tournament record and have claimed one state runner-up. Concerning the series with Redbourne over the past decade, the teams have met 23 times, and the Bulldogs are 19-4 against the Red Dogs during that span. So we talk about the rivalry of it, Thomas. Not really been that much of a rivalry. 19-4, our Clay County. And the Bacon Gold have a 5-game win streak in the series, including their 65-53 win last month. All-time boys leaders, points as always, Tyreek Key, he had 47 points in 2017.
Three-pointers made almost as always. Trent Bowles buried seven in 2011.
Assist leader against Redbourne Springs, John Wayne Brown, and he had nine in 2016.
Rebounds, four tied with 11. 2016, Wyatt Mabry. 2003, Chad Watson. 2003, Chase Stevens. And 2002, Roy Frog.
On steals, we've got a host of dogs all tied with five. Dawson Russell in 2017, Mike Mabry in 2016, Heath Kimes in 2019, Tyreek Key in 2017, Chad Watson in 03, Chase Stevens in 03, and Corey Hamilton in 2012, all with five takeaways against the Red Dogs. I hope somebody gets six tonight so we can shorten that list.
That helped. Blocks, three tied with three, 2016 and, well, twice in 16. I'm sorry. Reading it wrong. Matt Maxfield, three blocks in 16, Wyatt Mabry, three blocks in 16, and Josh Endicott had three in 15.
We'll talk now about a male and female member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. Tonight's female member that we'll discuss, Holly Wright Robbins. Wright was a 4-year standout for head coach Joe Sims from 2000 through 2003. Teams that Wright played on amassed a 104-23 record, appeared in two state tournaments, and captured one state runner-up. Wright amassed numerous honors during her career, the most prestigious being All-State her senior year. The most prolific scorer of her generation, Holly Wright left Salina High School as the Lady Dog all-time points leader, a status that she held until this past season. She scored 312 as a freshman, 583 as a sophomore, 494 as a junior, and 472 as a senior for a combined 1,861 career points, which is currently third all-time. She also ranks third with 844 rebounds and third with 113 block shots. All-around excellent post player, Thomas.
No doubt about it. And, you know, it wasn't until last year she was the top scorer of all time. Of course, they got passed by both Arms and Strong. So this is a great career for Wright Robbins. Danny Watson is our male honoree tonight. Watson was a multi-sport standout for Salina High School from 1961 to 1964, playing baseball, football, and basketball. 3-year starter on the basketball team, where he was named All-District twice, All-Upper Cumberland twice, All-Mid-State, and All-State. During his junior season, he averaged 19 points and 16 rebounds per game, a high double-double for head coach John Teebles, and increased that mark to 22.5 points per game his senior season. In football, he was a 2-year starter and earned All-Mid-State before there was classification. He turned down a football scholarship to Austin Peay University, choosing instead to play basketball at Walker Junior College in Jasper, Alabama. Didn't know Mr. Watson, didn't get to see him play, Daniel, but let me tell you something. Those numbers speak for themselves and those honors. All-Mid-State in two sports.
Yeah, and we talk about it a lot, but at a time when there was no classification, that was pretty big because you were talking
wow.
about all schools. Of course, that's the younger brother of Thomas Watson and Danny's freshman year. Thomas was a junior, and they had another brother. His name escapes me, but he was a senior, so three brothers all playing on the Bulldog squad. I look forward to discussing Danny with Thomas later on in the broadcast tonight. But you know, we had David Short in the early 50s that was an outstanding scorer and player. Danny Watson, one of the greats of the 60s. Quite a pleasure tonight to discuss Holly Wright Robbins and Danny Watson. And this has been a Mighty Bulldog History, brought to you by Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
FDIC.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brennan invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Kipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Up next, we'll hear from both Bulldog coach Rob Edwards and Lady Bulldog coach Matt Walker. Preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims. Hear a final word before tip-off and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network. Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Bulldog locker room with head coach Rob Edwards. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Clay County High School Gymnasium, just hours away from Clay County, traveling to Redbone Springs tonight, where the 22-3 Dogs will take on the 19-10 other Bulldog team, looking to remain tied at the top of District 6A. We kicked Coach Edwards out this week, and I'm here with seniors Jake Ashlock and Mason Sharp for this edition of Inside the Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, it's all on you this time around.
The way it should be.
Good to have you, Jake.
Yeah, right. Good. Thank you for having me.
Jake, I know you were a little under the weather last time out, but you guys still held on down the stretch to knock off a pesky Pickett County team.
Yeah, I was a little under the weather. Glad that we held on one.
Mason, the Bobcats to me really improved as the season's gone along. You guys got them by a dozen or so the first time around in a game you were under the weather and didn't play, but just a 2-point game this time.
Yeah, that's how we expected it to be. We're going to get every team's best game. They come in here ready to play, and they gave us all we wanted.
And, Jake, you had guys that stepped up for you. Keaton Arms filled in nicely for you personally. I know you had to maybe take a few more breathers than normal.
Yeah, Keaton played real well on the defensive and offensive, getting a couple of putbacks for us.
Right. And you got to talk about the Bobcats a little bit, Mason. They got some guys that can kind of fill it up.
Oh yeah, they got a guy to score. He can score the ball. Defensively we had to really lock in this week.
And I know you and Eli and some of the guys, but you kind of got to talk about the all-around game of the junior Gunner Silk. I think especially defensively, he had a great game and then had the final stop to kind of seal it down
the
stretch.
Very, very fitting for him to do that. He's been a defensive anchor all year.
And Jake, we always talk about how tough this league is, and we've seen it as you guys face these teams the second time around. You know, Pickett County the other night, Jackson County gave you a little scare, and the rest have been closer games. This league's pretty tough.
For the first time in my high school career, from top to bottom, this has been the most competitive that I've seen. So
I have to agree. Mason, you're going to run into these teams a few more times, we hope.
Yeah, that's the plan.
That's the plan.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, you're probably going to see the same thing. You saw Pickett County step up their game, Jackson County, Trousdale County, even on the road, and you got to go to Redbone Springs tonight. I assume you expect the same tonight.
Oh, yeah, always getting every team's best game, yeah.
And, Jake, as we go to Red Bull, and we've seen this for a few years now, this is kind of a feature matchup for you against Dalton Marsh. He's the defending MVP of this league, and you've battled him for a while now. Do you enjoy that matchup?
Yeah, I like the battling. I like to prove that I'm the best big man in the district.
Well, I think you'll have the opportunity again tonight. We saw you going pulling the ball out and kind of isolating him against him at times. You expect that tonight some, maybe?
Anything to get my team to win, honestly. I don't care what it is.
Mason, could be a big one for you, too. You know, the inside game of probably working it in and out. You may need to knock down a few shots for us.
I plan on doing so. Just as long as my big man will get another chance to do it.
Right. And you guys know each other pretty well. Grew up together, played a lot of ball together. How does that help? It seems like, Jake, you kind of always know where Mason is.
It helps that we've grown up together, best friends. I know when the time comes, Mason's going to be ready to knock his shot down in the big moment.
Right. Mason, same way for you.
Oh, yeah. Awesome chemistry me and Jake have. Yeah, just been playing together all our lives. He knows where I'm at. If he had a blindfold on, he could find me on the court.
Right. And, with a win, you guys can remain tied for first. And we talked about it earlier with Coach. I thought tiebreakers might decide it, but those are all thrown out, too. So it'll come down to a coin toss with you and Monterey if you both win out. Jake, how important is that regular season championship to you guys?
Very important. We just picked first preseason, and we just want to live up to it.
Mason, be nice to win that title, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's always fun to have a championship.
And, Mason, you could see, we talked about seeing these folks again, maybe multiple times this postseason. You ready for that, I guess?
Uh-huh. Yeah, always. I love competition, so it's always fun to get on the court and play.
Right. And tonight is one of those two regular season games you guys have left. Senior night coming next week at home. Is that sinking in yet, Jake? There's not many games left, and you kind of need to make the most of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's flown by in a blink of an eye. It's crazy.
Well, we have to kind of go back through your guys' career. You've seen what the example's been set for you. You played a lot of ball. What's your best memory, Mason, to date?
I guess the trip to the state tournament, either time with Tyreek or without Tyreek. It was just a blast both times. It was a great experience.
And you've been on the Murphy Center floor, as have you, Jake. Started at a young age there. I assume you'd love to get back.
Yes, sir. It's always nice to play in the state tournament.
And, this is also kind of your last chance, last interviews here on this season of the Horizon Sports Network. You both had great careers, and they're far from over, we hope. We've got a long postseason ahead, but it's kind of your last chance to speak here anyway. Jake, anybody you want to thank, your family, your coaches, any final comments, this is your shot.
Everybody, family, friends, coach, I guess. Just everybody that has made this happen for me. I just want to thank them all.
Mason, your turn.
Yeah, I'd like to do the same. Thank my family, friends, coach, all my coaches, teachers along the way. Everybody that's been a role model for me.
Well, guys, it's sure been great following your career, and hopefully we've got a few more games to go. So good luck tonight against Redbone Springs, and we're looking forward to the rest.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
This has been Inside the Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Rob Edwards, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Visit EcoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now, Clay County fans, let's go inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker. Brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Red Bowling Springs High School Gymnasium, just a little over an hour away from Clay County taking on the other Lady Bulldog team tonight, where the 16-9 Lady Dogs will take on this 19-9 Red Lady Dogs, hoping to rebound from their loss to Pickett County. I'm here with Head Coach Matt Walker and senior guard Kelsey Roten for this edition of Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room. Guys, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
I have made you come a little early over here, the way the timing worked out, no school, no walkthrough. So I really appreciate you sitting down with the coach. Tough one Tuesday night. Don't know how else to explain it. Just an ugly game. Just never really in that one.
Yeah, we played two eggs last two times we played them.
Yeah, just, you know, the build-up for that game was kind of huge. We were looking to secure that second spot in the district, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, they come out and made some shots early from, you know, not the ones that we was really focusing on. Some of the role players made a couple shots, and they got a little confidence, and took us forever to finally get on the board and score, and just kind of snowballed from there.
I don't think I'd ever witnessed that before. I mean, how can it go any worse, really? Have you ever seen a team not score in the first quarter or had a team you coached?
No, never had a team not score in a quarter. But, you know, we had several good shots, you know, right under the basket and stood over the goal.
Right. Kelsey, you're going to have those type of nights, aren't you?
I really think that night our officials was a little bit harder to get along with, and we just didn't adjust in the first quarter to what they were giving us. But I think it took us a little bit longer to figure out what was working for us offensively rather than just our defense.
Right, and then the coach, once you kind of got it figured out, you showed some signs of life there in the beginning of the second half, but it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think it wound up being 30-26 then, second half. So we was able to score a little bit. I know the JV played, you know, most of the fourth quarter, but still, that third quarter, I thought we played pretty even with them.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I say signs of life. You know, there was some energy throughout that game. You know, some hustle plays and such. And this lady sitting right beside you, I thought she brought that at the time.
Yeah, she took a charge on probably one of the bigger girls in our district.
Right. And she really kind of amps up that intensity every time she comes off the bench.
Yeah, and it's not just playing good sound defense with her, because she's always going to do that. But, you know, she's had a couple strip plays and diving on the floor and taking a couple charges this year. So she's always going to bring the effort and the defense.
Right. Kelsey, where does that unmatched energy come from?
I don't know. I just think that sometimes it just comes out whenever I say that our girls need it the most. Like, and I just feel like I don't have many more games left. I might as well leave it out there while I can.
Right. And, you know, that effort and hustle has resulted in a hard fall at one point in that game. I hope you're all right.
Yeah, I hit my head pretty hard. Had a good nod on it for a little while, but I didn't have a concussion. And our boys' game was actually a really good game, and it was so loud that game, my head was killing me.
I bet.
Wasn't a foul on that play either, was there, Kelsey?
Oh, yeah, there was, but she helped me up before I even knew where I was at. I was dizzy.
Coach Kelsey, the lone senior on this team, and she's really set a good example for all your players, hasn't she?
She's been great. Like I said, on the floor, she's always in the right spot, always playing defense. When she's on the bench, she's cheering and telling everybody where to go, and then I don't know if I should break this or if Kelsey should break it or not, but as far as the school standings, I've always known she is pretty bright. But what was it, Kelsey?
I did get salutatorian in my class last week.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's just as big as any ball accomplishment I'll coach all year. You know, you've had 1,000-point scores, but this girl's got a bright future ahead of her, so pretty proud of her.
Well, she has set the tone for this team. A lot of young players here, Kelsey. Talk about the locker room. I mean, I know you're kind of the emotional leader behind this team. Got a lot of young players that kind of need to bring it all together here down the stretch. Don't they?
Yeah, our locker room is so fun, though. We always try to just, before games, make sure that we're having fun and just trying to keep everybody together in a family-like atmosphere. But there's times where I just have to set the record straight that, you know, we are a team and that we can go places, and we need to make sure that we stick to being a team first and foremost rather than worrying about who scores what and who does what.
Right. And tonight, Kelsey, how do you guys get up off the mat and kind of right the ship against Red Bull tonight? Because, you know, that's what this one's really all about. There's not really anything at stake postseason-wise, but this is about getting that morale back up and the confidence back, isn't it?
I think that we just need to start the game off a little bit better and just adjust a little bit better this game and just try to give it our all, because it doesn't really matter for rankings, but it's a really big game that we want to win just for pride because of who it is.
Right. Coach, would you agree?
Yeah, this is one of the best rivalries around. You know, Kelsey and some of the Hermitage Springs girls, especially being right down the road, you know, they probably play ball at the park with these girls and go to church with some of these girls. So I know from this side of the county especially, it's really, really big going back to junior high.
And this one means a little more each time, Kelsey. We've got senior night coming up next Friday night. Not a whole lot of games left.
No, there's not. It makes me sad just thinking about it. So I kind of just got to leave it out here. It's my last time playing here probably, so I got to leave it out here while I can.
Right. And this is the last interview here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to be covering the postseason games. We probably won't have an in-depth pregame show. Anybody you want to address, Kelsey, your coaches, your family, your teammates? I'm sure there's a lot of people you'd like to thank.
I want to thank my family for pushing me to play basketball and for being at all my games and always supporting me. But I want to thank all my coaches throughout the years just for keeping me into the game that I love and for spending their time and money just to have us playing. And I want to thank my teammates, especially these last 4 years, for how great they've been. Just being like a family to me, or like helping me through high school, or even now acting like my little younger sisters that I always have to put up with, being annoying sometimes. But I just want to thank everybody for pushing me this far.
Well, some kind words there, Coach, from a great student athlete.
It's been a pleasure, and I've coached her since she was really little, and we've got a lot of good memories together. So I'm just proud of the young lady that she's become.
Coach, besides that, we need to build a little momentum tonight. How do we get out and take down Red Bull Springs? What's the key tonight?
Just playing our game and not having a letdown based on what happened the last game. Just having a new sense of focus and worrying about this game and this game alone.
Kelsey, appreciate you coming a little early and sitting down and talking with us, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Coach, appreciate you.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Lady Bulldog Locker Room with Head Coach Matt Walker, brought to you by Echo Panels of Tennessee. Visit EchoPanelsOfTN.com to find out how you can build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Harmony Springs.
Welcome back to the Carquest Pregame Show. It's time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. This past Tuesday night's district games, Clark Range beat Trailsdale County 74-43. Pickett County beat Clay County 61-34. Redbone Springs beat Jackson County 60-39. And Monterey beat Gordonsville 54-31 for their first district win. Tonight's games, 10-15 Gordonsville is hosting 24-3 Clark Range. 3-19 Jackson County is hosting 23-2 Pickett County. 6-20 Trailsdale County is idle, and 6-20 Monterey is idle. I left off Redbone and Clay County. Something's wrong there. But anyway, we're going to be calling that one. Current District 6A standings. First place, Clark Range, 12-1 overall. They are locked into first place. Second place, Pickett County, 11-2 overall. They're locked into second. Third place, Clay County, 10-3 district record. They're locked in. And fourth place, Redbone Springs, 7-5 district record. They're locked in. The top four seeds locked in for district tournament play. Fifth place, Gordonsville, 4-9 record. Sixth place, Trousdale County, 3-10. Seventh place, Jackson County, 2-10. And eighth place, Monterey, 1-11. So the bottom four still could shift around a little bit. This girl's 6A update has been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. When bugs have nightmares, it's because of Budget Pest Control. We're running a little bit ahead of time tonight. We're usually rushed. Right now we're about 4 minutes and 30 seconds away from tip-off, but we'll go ahead and do Tipsy's final take. We'll make it a long one, I guess. It is the last word before tip-off, brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's tonight's most famous element got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, you know, Tipsy said tonight it's all about this Lady Dog team getting some confidence back. This one doesn't mean anything postseason-wise. Like you said, they're all four. The top four is locked in. But it means a whole lot for the Lady Dogs, in my opinion. They need to come out, play well to help their morale moving forward. But it's not going to be easy, is it, Coach Sims?
What's your take
on this Red Bulling team?
Well, I mean, of course, we saw, you know, a month or so ago, you know, they had a good, solid ball team. Kind of like us, don't have much size, you know. Have to defend under guards, penetrating, shooting a three. You know, we're kind of in the same place we were the last time we played them. We was coming off two terrible games, one against Pickett. We're making County manhandle us. They just got so much talent. But, you know, I didn't think we could play much worse than we did up at Pickett County, but I don't know what we didn't play worse at home the other night.
Right.
Talking to Coach Walker before the game, he's kind of like me. He's totally disappointed in the way they played. I thought we were a little rush shots to start the game. You know, I thought we could have been a little more patient. But, you know, we got to, I think, get those good matchups tonight where we got Riley one-on-one. Of course, they're going to try to double her, but still, so I think she got 30 the first time we played. Of course, that game went into overtime. But, you know, we're just 30 minutes from home. It's not like we've traveled halfway around the world to play this game. I think if we come out and play, I still think we got the best team. I think we'll win.
I think so. That's a pretty thorough assessment. How big a deal is this when we talked about that momentum? If the girls drop this game, what's that do to their mentality?
Yeah.
How big is it in that regard?
It's hard to say. You know, to me, it would be pretty big. You know, you want to keep it in your mind that you're better than them. If you have to play them in the tournament, you know, you're going to take care of them. But, you know, they could lose this game and come back and, you know, play great maybe the next time they play. I mean, it's hard to say, but you always want to win, especially in a kind of a rivalry game like this. You know, like we talked about the last time, they hadn't beat us a whole lot of times in the last 20, 30 years.
Right.
You know, every once in a while they get us, but, you know, we need to continue to beat them, keep them, you know, under us all the time.
Thomas, other thoughts out of you on this Tipsy State? We've got a little more time.
Well, I think it's like Coach Jim said, you know, Bobby Burchett had her career high against this team. I think it's going to come down to that. She has, you know, to me she lost some confidence in that Pickett County game, guys. You know, she needs to get back on the horse in the paint, realize that she can score on anybody in this league. I don't care if it's Abby Bilbrey. I don't care if it's the big girl from Clark Range. she can do it. I saw her do it this summer against a 6'4" girl. You know, she can play in there, and I think tonight's about getting that confidence back.
The big thing between summer ball and regular season ball, people don't game plan for you in the summer.
Right.
You know, they pretty much play you straight up, and everybody lately has been trying to get at least a double on her, and that's exactly what Red Morton did the last time, exactly what Pickett McKinney did the other night, you know. But I was still kind of surprised that Beverly was able to block three or four shots on her, you know, and that kind of got in her head, I think, a little after the first one or two, you know, but hopefully Red Bull ain't got anybody can block her shot, you know. Now, they may put three under her. It'd be hard to get it, you know, but, you know, she's going to have to learn, too, you know, if they've got a double or a triple on her, she just got to kick it out. You're not going to score in that situation.
She got 16 of her 30 from the free throw line the last time they met, so if the officiating is not in our favor tonight, could be a tough one. Folks, this has been Tipsy's Final Take, an extended edition sponsored by this place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We'll be doing our starting lineups when we come back from break. We are here at Red Bull Springs High School. This is the last district game for the Lady Bulldogs here in the regular season. They finished the regular season off a week from tonight at home against Van Buren County after having this coming Tuesday night off. It is getting close to time for the national anthem here at Red Bull Springs, so we'll go ahead, play a few ads, come back, and get the starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper, based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Welcome back here to Red Bull and Springs High School. It's time for the Subway Girls starting lineup. First of all, for the home team, Red Bull and Springs, their head coach, Dustin McKinney, who's in his fifth season in that post. They have a 19-9 overall record, 8-5 record in the district. Starting for them, a senior, number 10, Haley Davis. A senior, number 11, Kennedy Fleming. A freshman, number 12, Claire Fleming. Junior, number 15, Liz Anderson. And a senior, number 44, Bradley Morgan. Starting for Clay County, their head coach, Matt Walker, in his fourth season. He has an 82-44 overall record. This season, the Lady Dogs are 16-9, 10-3 in District 6A play. Starting, a freshman, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins. A junior, number 22, Marley Ashok. A junior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a junior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Redbone Springs, the home team tonight. Right now they've got the house lights turned down here in the gym at Redbone Springs. Something they like to do is they announce their starting lineups. Redbone will be the home team. They are going to be wearing their white jerseys tonight with white bottoms. They have red numerals on those white jerseys. Clay County, the visiting squad, they wear their black jerseys and black shorts with gold numerals on them. Redbone Springs is going to be shooting at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Clay County is going to be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Looks like Bradley Burchett will step in against senior Kennedy Fleming to get things started here. Official throws up the ball. Burchett controls the tip. Katie Arms comes up, grabs it, dishes off to Copas, who runs the point for Clay County. She dribbles to her left, hands off to Katie Arms. Arms, three-pointer, top of the key, good. Clay County up early, 3-0, and that's what we needed.
Yeah.
Scoreless against Pickett County in the first quarter this past Tuesday, and already we've got points on the board here. Redbone with the basketball. Claire Fleming hands off to Haley Davis. Davis kicks it back to Morgan. Bradley Morgan in the paint working against Bradley Burchett. Morgan shots up, no good. Got her on rebound, though. Outlet pass to Fleming. Her shot's up and good. 3-2, the score. 7:20 and ticking. That was Kennedy Fleming, the senior sister of the Flemings, with those points.
You know, that shot by Katie Arms was huge, in my opinion. Get the monkey off your back quick, and Arms did it from behind the arc.
Copas now with it. Right wing dribbles behind her back into the paint. Spins to the right. Floating shot's up. Good. Every shot that's been taken, either squad good so far. And the score's 5-2 with 1 minute of gameplay down. 6:55 and ticking. Redbone Springs for the ball. Freshman Claire Fleming going to run the point for head coach Dustin McKinney and this 19-9 girls team. She hands off to Bradley Morgan. She's in the paint working against Bradley Burchett. Good defense by the freshman. Morgan has to kick it out. A driving shot by Liz Anderson, and that one's good. 5-4 the score. 6:30 to play, first quarter. Clay County basketball. Copas comes across the timeline where she's going to be picked up by Claire Fleming. Fleming, a really good defender, will give Copas a hard time tonight. Copas drives past her, layup no good. Rebound Jenkins, putback no good. Rebounded by Redbone Springs is Claire Fleming. The freshman point guard comes down, kicks it to Bradley Morgan. Now back out top to Haley Davis. Davis working against Katie Arms. She drives to the hoop left side of the lane. That shot no good. Rebound Bradley Burchett. Katie Arms hit in the face, lost the contact or something. As a whistle blows by the official to stop the action. It looked like a contact lens, and it's back in. We're ready to play.
We got two awfully good shots that last trip, not to get a score out of it.
Sure did.
Rachel penetrated and had a wide open layup. Then Liza got a good rebound.
Like got a little different action defensively from Coach
McKinney. Yeah, they're playing straight man. I saw 10, I think, trying to help off Eliza on to Bradley.
Kennedy Fleming just isolated on Bradley Burchett, guarding her. And Clay County taking a poor shot attempt there.
Yeah,
it may have been a pass.
I don't know what it was. If it's a shot, it wasn't a very good shot.
It's pretty ugly. Red Bowman came up with it. Bradley Morgan has it right corner, kicks out to Claire Fleming, back to Morgan. She fires a three from right wing, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Copas. Copas comes with it now quickly across the paint. Dishes inside to Bradley Burchett. Power dribble, shot from right block, good. Good vision by Copas.
It was, good pass.
5:20 left in this first quarter, 7-4 the score, Clay County in front. Claire Fleming out top, Redbone Springs. She dribbles to the left, kicks it over into the corner to Anderson. Back to Fleming. She fires a three, and Claire Fleming hits it from left wing, and we're knotted up at 7. 2 minutes, actually 3 minutes gone in this first quarter, 5 minutes on the clock. Copas with it, top of the key, kicks to Jenkins, left corner. She goes baseline, circles back out past the Martin Ashlock. Ashlock has made some good offensive plays the last couple games.
Yeah.
Of course, nobody did get picked.
Not Tuesday night, but she's been playing pretty good up to that point.
She has.
Heard everybody else.
Redbone with the ball. Kennedy Fleming inside. Shot no good. Rebound Bradley Burchett. Dishes out to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Top of the key. Dribbles to the right. Hands off dash shot. Three-pointer. No good. Alabama's going to be Redbone ball. 4:24 on the clock. Warren Weaver checks into the game. Eliza Jenkins sets down. 9-7 the score. Two good basketball teams here. Clay County 16-9. Redbone Springs 19-9. Both of them have lost to Pickett County, to Clark Range, some similar opponents that they've lost to. Weaver guards Fleming out at the top of the key. Kennedy passes off to Sister Claire. Now Claire goes to Bradley Morgan. Morgan in the paint has it stolen by Marvie Ashcock. She dishes to Copas. Copas across the timeline at left wing. She attacks all the way to left block before she circles out. Passes to Burchett. Burchett fires a rare three-pointer. No good. And foul going to be called against Lauren Weaver. Looks like somebody was underneath her pushing on her body, but the whistle's going to be blown against her. Red Bull with the basketball. Clay County with the lead. 9-7. 3:57 remaining here in this first quarter. Claire Fleming slowly walking it down the floor. Fleming out top. Hands off to her sister Kennedy. She's in the paint. Kicks it out to Bradley Morgan. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebound Teddy Arms. Arms with it. She's not shot since that three-pointer to start the game. A pass down in the corner to Burchett. Burchett wasn't expecting it. It goes out of bounds. Red Bull basketball.
Burchett's saying it was deflected by a Red Bull player. If not, Arms threw it straight into the wall. So
a lost possession for Clay County regardless. Claire Fleming, top of the key for Red Bull, and gives to her sister Kennedy. Kennedy Fleming at high post, kicks over to Liz Anderson. She goes baseline and scores. Got past Marty Ashlock. 9-9, knotted up. 3:10 and ticking, first quarter action. Teddy Arms, left wing, goes to Marnie Ashlock out top. Now Bradley Burch at the free throw line. She puts it on the floor, dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to Copas at right wing, defended by Claire Fleming. She drives baseline, circles back out. Good pressure by Fleming caused Copas to lose a handle on the ball. She does pick it back up and hands off to Katie Arms. Arms being defended by Bradley Morgan, and Coach Sims, you can see the intensity. These girls, all of them playing hard as Copas knocks out a three.
Yeah, I didn't think that'd be a problem.
12-9 after Copas hits the triple. This would be a big win for Red Bull and Springs if they could knock off Clay County. Anderson with it at left wing now. She hands back off to Davis. Davis on the drive, and she's going to be called. I thought for a travel, but actually a foul's going to be called. This one's going to come against Marnie Ashlock as she picks up her first personal of the contest. We talked about in the pregame show how the teams had met 23 times in the last 10 years. Clay County's won 20 of those 23 games. Davis at the line to shoot two. She's good on the first. Kelsey Roten checks into the contest for Marty Ashlock on the floor for Clay County. We see Roten, Arms, Weaver, Copas, and Burchett.
I had the pleasure of interviewing the senior, the lone senior on this team, Kelsey Roten, in our inside the Lady Bulldog locker room segment. So, folks, go back and listen to that. She does a great job, just a salutatory in this class.
Yep.
Just a great, upstanding student athlete here at Clay County High School.
Quite the leader. 12-11, the score. Clay County in front by one after Davis hit both of those free throws. Lauren Weaver with it for Clay County, top of the key, dishes off to Roten. Roten to Copas. Copas now using a screen from Arms, works off up to the right, gives it to Lauren Weaver. She fires a three-pointer, no good off the back of the iron, rebounded by Bradley Morgan. Minute 50 and ticking, Red Bull with the basketball. Kennedy Fleming out top, defended by Weaver. Fleming wants to drive against her. Weaver forces the pass. Claire Fleming now left wing. She drives inside. Her shot no good, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two, and I think Copas will pick up that foul. So three team fouls against Clay County, one each for Rachel Copas, Marty Ashlock, and Lauren Weaver. The freshman point guard at the line to shoot for Red Bull and Springs. Her first one's no good.
Well, the ref kind of bailed her out on that. Looks like she just kind of drove in there and slung it up.
I agree. Second shot's away, and Fleming hits it, so we're tied up at 12 as Jenkins checks back into the contest, and Weaver's going to go back to the sideline. Clay County basketball, minute 45 and ticking, first quarter. 12-12 the score. Clay County working to the hoop to our left. Rachel Copas with it, free throw line, gives to Kelsey Roden right wing. She hits the three-pointer, uses the backboard touch.
Good shot.
Banged that one in there to give her team a three-point lead, 15-12.
Luckily, you don't have to call.
Claire Fleming out top, working against Rachel Copas. Dribbles to her right, gives it up now to Haley Davis. Davis defended by Katie Arms. Davis with it behind the arc at left wing. Passes off to Liz Anderson. Anderson at the free throw line to Fleming. Now back to Davis. Davis gets past Arms, and Katie Arms is going to be called for the foul, and I do agree with that one.
Yeah, that was a foul there.
Katie Arms reaching in over the top of Davis's head, trying to deflect the shot, and was called for the foul. Davis is 2 for 2 from the line right now. We'll see what she does here. 15-12 the score. Clay Kenny does lead by 3.
She was the leading scorer for Red Bone Springs in that game in Salina. The overtime thriller had 16 points, guys, so she's definitely capable, and you can see her penetrating early.
Yeah, she definitely is. I mean, she started for 4 years, been a scorer every year, you know, so that surprised me to see her scoring.
Pitch both of those, 15-14 the score. Both of you guys have mentioned that overtime game. I forgot it was overtime before when they met.
Yeah.
Under a minute to play here, first quarter, 55 seconds and ticking. Rachel Copas with it, working against Fleming, hands off to Jenkins. She fires the three-pointer from left wing, no good. Rebounded by Randolph, who's in for Red Bull and Springs. Randolph gives it up to Claire Fleming. Fleming's at right block, spins into the paint, shots up, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Burchett ahead to Katie Arms. Katie walks across the timeline, gets the play in from head coach Matt Walker and gives it up to Rachel Kovas. 30 seconds to play, first quarter. It's been a good one thus far. Clay County leads 15-14. Actually 15 seconds. The time is 6:15. I was looking at my phone and got confused. Down to 10 seconds now. Kovas with it. Claire Fleming there. Not forcing the issue yet. She starts to. Copas goes into motion. 5 seconds on the clock. Jenkins throws it away. Trying to get it to Bradley Burchett underneath, and just not a good pass, to be honest. It goes out of bounds. 3.6 on the clock. Red Bullen with a chance for a desperation three-pointer. 15-14 the score.
You know, Jenkins was looking in the paint there and thought Burchett had the defender sealed. Just wasn't the case.
Kennedy Fleming misses on the half-court three-pointer to end the first quarter, and it's a tie one. Clay County 15, Red Bone 14.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here live in Red Bull Springs, ready to get this second quarter underway. Red Bull going to have the ball to start the quarter. They do work to the hoop to our right here. In the gym at Red Bull Springs. Kennedy Fleming out top, drives the free throw line, kicks it out to Liz Anderson. Anderson drives, kicks it to Bradley Morgan, right corner, three-pointer away, no good. A little short rebound, Marty Ashlock. Ashlock quickly tied up simultaneously by Claire Fleming and Haley Davis. Jump ball called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Clay County does have 14 fouls, Red Bull and none here to start this second quarter. Copas with it. She's going to work across the timeline. Clay County up 15-14. She hands off to Katie Arms. Arms dribbles to her right and hands off to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Copas. Copas inside to Bradley Burchett at high post. She drives the right side of the lane. Shots up. They're going to call an offensive foul. And Bradley Burchett picks up her first personal. The fifth team foul for Clay County. One each. Four Arms, Copas, Ashlock, Weaver, and Burchett.
You know, Red Bonham pretty much straight man up, aren't they,
yep,
Coach? We're seeing Bradley Burchett play at the free throw line extended, really. I'd like to see her down on the block in a straight man.
Kennedy Fleming, three-pointer taken, right wing, no good. Rebound, Rachel Copas. 7-10 and ticking, second quarter action, no points scored here for a few minutes of gameplay. 15-14 the score, Clay County with the advantage. Arms in the paint, right block now, shots up and good. And they're going to say no shot.
Oh.
Foul was on the floor. Clay County going to inbound. Foul was called against Briley Morgan. Red Bullens first team foul. Copas the inbound from beneath her own goal. Works it into Eliza Jenkins. Top of the key. She swings it to Katie Arms right wing inside the Burchett. And they're going to call a travel. The officials seeing every little thing that Clay County does wrong tonight. 6:58 mark of the second quarter. 15-14 the score, as we've said. Clay County does have a one-point lead. Red Bull basketball. Claire Fleming runs the point. Dishes off to her sister, Kennedy. Now back out to Haley Davis. Left corner, Liz Anderson. Dribbles back to right wing. Now gives to Briley Morgan, top of the key. She's driving against Briley Burchett. Morgan has to kick it outside. Three-pointer taken and missed by Fleming. Rebound by Ashok. Ashok hands off to Copas. Copas quickly across the timeline looking for an outlet pass. Can't find one. Drives herself to high post. Dishes off to Ashok. Now handed back to Copas. Copas driving against the smaller Claire Fleming. Hook shot up. No good. Rebound by Fleming. And a foul by Rachel Copas. Frustration foul on Copas' part there.
We don't just start putting them on the line. We're third and one and one on the next foul.
Copas liked the matchup, but against the smaller Fleming, but just didn't get a good shot off, Coach.
No, she did.
Red Bull and basketball. 2 minutes here into this second quarter, and neither team is to score in this frame. 15-14 the score. Briley Morgan, right wing for Red Bull. Gives up to Fleming. Now back to Morgan. She drives against Briley Burchett all the way to left block. Shots up. Mid is no good. Rebounded by Zoe Hayes, and Haley Davis going to be called for the foul.
Good job by the sophomore Hayes, who's entered the ball game as Copas went to the bench with two, Daniel. But that was short-lived.
And we
get
see
a breather.
Copas is back out. Eliza Jenkins going to go to the bench. Zoe Hayes stays on the floor for head coach Matt Walker. Zoe Hayes, Rachel Copas, Marley Ashok, Briley Burchett, and Katie Arms. 5:55 and ticking. 15-14, still the score. Copas with it. Left wing, picks up the dribble, passes to Katie Arms. Arms with it, working against Briley Morgan. Gets to the free throw line, circles back out, dishes off to Copas. Copas now trying to penetrate against the man-to-man defense. Red Bull's guards doing a good job, Coach, of keeping our guards on the outside. Is Burchett on the inside, puts up a shot. It's good, and she's fouled to go to the line. Burchett gets that her first points of the night, Thomas?
She scored a bucket in the first quarter,
yeah,
Daniel. But, you know, that's the Briley Burchett we know. Hard, double, pound the ball to the paint, and then take it to the hoop and draw the foul. A little confidence coming from the freshman here tonight.
The end one opportunity's away, no good. Rebounded by Ribbon Springs is Davis. Davis across the timeline with it. 17-14, the new score after Burchett added those two. Clay County in front by three. Missed three-pointer by Morgan, rebounded by Burchett. Burchett brings it herself across the timeline, hands off to Arms. Arms to Jenkins. Jenkins at the free throw line. Gives it to Ashok. Ashok to Hayes. Now Hayes to Jenkins in the right corner. Eliza circles back out up top. Wants the drive. Gets into the paint. They're going to call an offensive foul against Eliza Jenkins. She did run over that defender. That was an offensive foul, so even though that's the 17th foul against Clay County, no one-and-one opportunity since it was on offensive end. Coach Sims, what do you think of this contest so far?
Well, about like I expected. You know, I thought it'd be tied all the way. We're up three, and luckily, Red Bull hadn't hit any threes yet. They've got some looks. You know,
they've only hit one, maybe.
Yeah.
Kennedy Fleming with it at right wing, hands off to her sister, Claire. Claire working against Jenkins, gets her into the paint, kicks it out to Davis. Davis defended by Katie Arms. Davis drives right side of the lane. Has that pass stolen by Eliza Jenkins. Jenkins with the ball, and they're going to call a foul on number 35, Lindsay Randolph. Her first personal, Red Bowman's third team foul of the contest. Always a pretty good atmosphere here at Red Bowman, a small gym, so it's always full.
Yeah, it don't take about 400 to fill this place up. You know, it's probably the smallest gym left around anywhere, I guess.
I started to say it's probably the smallest one we go to for sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
The one at Clay County High School easily would hold three times as many.
At least. Our old gym would hold three times what this one does.
Clay County on the offensive end. Katie Arms working on right block against Kennedy Fleming. And Fleming has her second personal, actually her first personal foul call. She disagrees with the call, but Katie Arms still goes to the line to shoot two. That was Kennedy Fleming's second. I had failed to mark one down. Arms misses on that first free throw attempt. Missed on both of them, actually. Rebounded by Bradley Burchett. She puts it back up. They're going to say she traveled. Timeout's taken by head coach Dustin McKinney. 4:22 mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads 17-14.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County leads the other Lady Bulldog team 17-14 midway through the second quarter, Daniel. And like you said, only 2 points scored so far in this second period.
Clay County with those points. It was 15-14 at the end of the first frame. 17-14 now. 4:15 and ticking on the clock. Claire Fleming drives inside. Shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Claire Fleming. And it's going to be black and gold basketball. I didn't think about it until the other day, but I used to say black and gold. I guess I need to throw that purple in there. A little harder to say, so I'll probably continue to say black and gold. Kind of a tongue twister to add all three. Copas with it. She comes across the timeline. Works it over to Abby Head on right wing. First time we've seen Head in early varsity action in a while. Her pass is knocked out of bounds by Haley Davis. She was trying to get it to Lauren Weaver on the floor for Clay County coming out of that timeout. Copas, Burchett, Head, Arms, and Weaver. Copas to inbound from beneath Clay County's goal. Lady Dogs are shooting to the hoop and are left here in this first half. Abby Head fires a three-pointer. No good. Saved by Lauren Weaver. That loose ball, though, it comes up with is by Kennedy Fleming. Fleming on the offensive end for the Red Lady Dogs. Hands off to Bradley Morgan. Morgan drives into the paint. Kicks it out to Liz Anderson. Her three-pointer no good. Rebound by Rachel Copas. They're actually going to say Copas couldn't hang on to it. It hit the baseline, and Redbourne Springs is going to have the possession. Marty Ashlock coming back to the scores table to check in for Clay County. They're going to go ahead and bring her into this contest. Abby Head going to go have a seat. The freshman getting a little time here in this second quarter. 3:36 on the clock. Second quarter, Red Bull and inbound. Clay County leads 17-14. Haley Davis out top, kicks to Kennedy Fleming. Fleming driving against Weaver. Gets the left block, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound by Marley Ashlock. She dishes out to Weaver. Weaver across court to Copas. Copas at the top of the key. Finds Bradley Burchett on left block. She spins to her right. Shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Lauren Weaver. Looks like she may have been knocked down on the play. Just couldn't hang on to the basketball. 3:18 on the clock. Redbourne Springs possession. 17-14. Only 2 points still has been scored during the first 5 minutes of this second quarter. Clay Kennedy scoring those earlier to give us this 17-14 score. Kennedy Fleming out top. Red Bowen uses a screen from her sister Claire. Kicks it out to Davis. Davis back to Claire Fleming. Now handed back to Haley Davis. Katie Arms has done a nice job with her tonight, denying a lot of outside looks. Davis has wanted to pull the trigger on three, but hadn't been able to. She hands off to Anderson. Anderson back to Claire Fleming. Claire picks up the dribble. Kicks to Davis. She fires a long three-pointer, and it's good. Arms had done such a good job. Davis had to scoot back about 4 feet to take that shot. And she hit that by the bottom of the net as Copas quickly comes down. Her shot no good. Rebound though by Bradley Burchett. Put back good. 19-17 the score. And the scoring's picking back up here in the latter part of this second quarter. 2:22 and ticking. Red Bull with the basketball. Haley Davis out top. Drives against Arms. Kicks it to Liz Anderson. Anderson baseline layup. No good. Rebound Lauren Weaver. Lauren hands off to Rachel Copas. Rachel across the timeline. Picks up the dribble, hands off to Katie Arms, left wing, inside to Brownie Merchant, spins to her left into the paint. Nice little dish off to Weaver. Weaver misses a shot, got her on rebound, her putback no good. Rebound this time, Kennedy Fleming. She gets it off to Morgan. Morgan to Claire Fleming. Fleming drives into the paint against Copas. Her layup no good. Rebound Weaver. Weaver's going to be fouled by Claire Fleming. That's the sixth team foul against Red Bull and Springs. Weaver coming up with a lot of rebounds here as she sees time in the second quarter. Kelsey Roten checks in. Marty Ashnot goes back to the bench. Also, Weaver sets down and Jenkins comes back in. Clay County basketball. Minute 45 on the clock. First half action. 19-17 the score. It's been tight throughout. Neither team's led by more than one coach. Three, maybe?
Yeah, we were ahead 17-14 there for a long time. Then they hit a three and tied it, and we came down and scored immediately, so we're up two now.
Copas inbounds to Jenkins. Jenkins at the top of the key, gives it back to Copas. Copas looks inside to Merchant, can't get it to her. Goes cross-court to Kelsey Roten. Her three-pointer no good. Rebounded by Merchant. Her putback is no good. Just a great play by Merchant. She could not make the putback foul, though.
Well, that's several. You saw Weaver miss one. Merchant missed a couple, you know.
We missed several.
Right on the verge of leading by six or eight in this game.
Bradley Morgan, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Merchant. Merchant hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins across the timeline, gives it to Arms. Three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Randolph.
It's a lot of empty possessions, guys, you know.
Yeah.
Just can't get the ball to go in the hoop.
55 seconds and ticking here. Second quarter, 19-17 the score. Haley Davis with it. Fred Bowen out top. Gives it to Fleming. Fleming to Morgan. Morgan's pass knocked out of bounds. Actually stolen by Katie Arms. She's got numbers. Arms and Copas, 2-on-1. Arms keeps it.
Layup
good. Left-handed layup from the left block by the junior Katie Arms. And Clay County's got a 5-point lead for her. Actually a 4-point, 21-17. Red Bull in basketball. Haley Davis works against Arms. Drives into the paint. Kicks it across court to Randolph. Randolph's going to be fouled and going to go to the line to shoot two. Her shot was no good. Rachel Copas picks up the foul, and that's her third of this contest. Coach Walker going to get her out for the last 26.9 seconds of the second quarter. Cherokee Upton going to check in for her. Liz Anderson, not Liz Anderson, but Lindsey Randolph at line to shoot two. First one's no good off the front of the iron. Tight game like this could come down to free throws.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've already missed two or three ourselves.
Randolph, the junior at the line to shoot the second, releases it, and it's good. Three-point game, 21-18. Clay County basketball, 25 seconds left. Clay County likely will play for the last shot here. 20 seconds and ticking. Copas with it out top. Claire Fleming there. Gives her enough room, though, that Copas does not have to put it into motion yet. 10 seconds now. Copas to the left. Picks up the dribble. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins at the free throw line. 3 seconds. Gives it to Upton. Upton down his baseline. Circles back out. 1 second. Long three-pointer taken by Burchett. No good. First half ends here at Red Bull and Springs. Clay County with a 3-point lead, 21-18. Stay tuned for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for First Half Stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network. Experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Red Bowling Springs for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bowling 21-18 here at halftime. The Lady Dogs jumped out on the Red Lady Dogs 15-14 at the end of the first quarter, and then outscored them 6-4 in an anemic second period to claim this three-point halftime lead for Red Bowling Springs. Claire Fleming and Liz Anderson both have 4 points. Kennedy Fleming has 2, Lindsey Randolph has 1, and Haley Davis is leading the way again with 7 points. For Clay County, Briley Burchett has 6 to lead the Lady Dogs. Katie Arms and Rachel Copas have 5, and Marley Ashlock has 2. And Kelsey Roten, the lone senior on the team, hit a big three-pointer in the first quarter, which is the difference. Clay County leads 21-18 here at halftime. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation. Welcome back here to Redbone Springs High School and the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County leads by 3-21-18, about 3.5 minutes remaining here at halftime. Coach Sims, during our Battle Bulldog History segment on the Carquest Free Game Show, we talked about tonight Holly Wright Robbins, who for so long led the Lady Dogs in scoring, taking that title away from Tia Ashok Arms her senior year in high school. And just an outstanding post player, third all-time in rebounds to this day, third all-time in block shots, and third, of course, in career points now after Taylor Strong and Kenzie Arms have come through. But a four-year starter, no doubt, and somebody who really put her stamp on the program.
No doubt. Actually, she was a three-year starter.
Oh, freshman year didn't start.
But she led us in scoring for 4 years. She played as much off the bench that year as anybody else did, pretty much. But I elected to, you know, go with the older kids starting that year. But like I said, she came off the bench. Her and Brittany Walker didn't start. But I had Carla Davis and Shannon Key were older girls, and they started, and I'd rotate them in and out. But, yeah, she, you know, just a great player, you know, just a natural. And kind of strange, you know, you can hear about kids and see them when they're growing up. You know, she never was very good until she got up to about the seventh grade. Then all of a sudden, man, she just blossomed into a great player. I mean, her freshman year on. And unfortunately, she tore a knee up after her sophomore year at playing AAU ball, and that kind of really slowed her down her junior year. I think probably her sophomore year was her best year of high school.
Scored 583 points, the highest of her 4 years.
Sophomore year. Well, I say that's before she got hurt, because her junior year, it slowed her some. She wore a brace and kind of didn't have the same quickness, but still led us in scoring, you know. And we had a really good team. We finished runner up the state, you know, that year. And then her senior year, she was back, you know, pretty close to normal. And like, of course, we've talked about that team before. Still one of the best teams I ever had. We just unfortunately got knocked out in the region. But, you know, she played with some other girls that could score too. You know, Deanna and Megan Hamlin was a good shooter. Mallie Walker was a good player. She played with Brittany for 3 years, and then Stephanie Pennington that last year. And, you know, it wasn't like she had to do it all, but she could do it all, because she was a really good player. You know, this week she actually signed a scholarship with Motlow State, but went up there and stayed a couple of weeks, and she had boy trouble or something and came home and never played again. But I still talk to her every now and then. You know, she's really thank the world of her. You know, one of our great players, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. To see her show up there in rebounds and block shots lets me know that she's a hustler as well.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get 800-plus rebounds and over 100 block shots.
And she really wasn't that bigger. I mean, she's probably 5'10 at best, maybe not hardly that tall, but she could score on about anybody. You know, she could shoot the short corner shot. You know, she could post you up, and she could shoot it at the foul line. Probably could shoot the three, but I never had her go out there very much. But rebounder, block shots. You know, she could do it all.
One of the greats, Holly Wright Robbins. Third quarter action underway now. Redbone Springs with the basketball. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left here during this third quarter. Redbone Springs, or Clay County, will be shooting at the hoop to our right during this quarter. Long three-pointer taken by Haley Davis from right wing. No good. Rebound Bradley Burchett. Outlet pass to Katie Arms. She's already in the front court underneath the hoop. She scores. Started off on the left side of the lane. Drove underneath the hoop. And a reverse layup was good.
Weaved through three people while she's doing all that.
23-18 the score. Long three-pointer taken, right wing by Kennedy Fleming. It's no good. Rebounded, though, by Haley Davis. Redbone going to have another opportunity here. Liz Anderson with it. Top of the key goes to Claire Fleming. Back to Bradley Morgan. Her three-pointer is good. I've always felt that Redbone shot well here in their gym particularly. Yeah. And they knocked that one down.
Yeah, we can't give one that opening shot. You know, she stood there and looked at it for a while.
Eliza Jenkins answers that with a three-pointer of her own.
That's big.
Thomas, you were saying?
Well, just one made three-pointer by Redbone Springs in the first half, yeah. Guys. They didn't shoot it well. If they get it going, this could be
you
a different
game. They're
going to
shoot better this half.
Can you live with it? Right wing kicks across to Liz Anderson. Anderson, 8-foot jumper, no good. And it's Clara Fleming in there hustling. Actually, it was Anderson went after her own rebound and a jump ball call.
We had three in there. Nobody blocked her out.
Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. 26-21 the score. Clay County up by five. 6:35 and ticking, third quarter. Kovas with it, top of the key, goes to her right, picks up the dribble, dishes inside to Bradley Merchant. Power dribble, spins to her right, kicks it back out, now to Kovas. Kovas into the paint, now Jenkins left corner, fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Kennedy Fleming. Fleming picks up the dribble, somebody has to come help, and it's Anderson. Actually, it's Claire Fleming. I'm getting Claire and Liz Anderson confused. Fleming with it out top, hands off to Haley Davis. Davis defended by Katie Arms. Left wing now is Anderson. Back out top to Davis. Right corner. Bradley Morgan. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Marley Ashlock. Hands off to Kofus. Rachel playing quickly. She often does. Comes across the timeline. Wants to go against Claire Fleming all the way to the hoop. Does not score, though. Little jump shot from right block was no good. Rebounded by Haley Davis. Redbourne with a chance to cut into this two-possession lead. 5:40 and ticking here. And Claire Fleming does it. Drives all the way in. Scores on the layup. We've got a three-point game. 26-23, Clay County in front. Coach, we see Davis picking Teddy Arms up in the backcourt.
Yeah, they really worried about her.
Katie has had a lot of big third quarters this season. She's a good second-half scorer. Arms with it. Defended by Bradley Morgan. Arms in the paint, shot up, no good. They say she traveled, and I tend to agree. She was backing herself down in at the post and just scooted her feet.
She did, Dan. Just kind of lost her balance. The defender kind of pulled the chair out from under, as they say.
I think Ashlock did that against Marsh last year, and you loved that.
I did.
One of your old moves. Redbourne Springs with the basketball. 5:05 and ticking, third quarter. Claire Fleming, right block, works inside to her sister Kennedy. Now outside to Bradley Morgan, left corner Liz Anderson drives baseline, kicks it back to Morgan. Three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebounded by Kennedy Fleming, and they're going to call a jump ball as Katie Arms also had her hands on it. Possession arrow in favor of the Red Lady Dogs, and they'll keep it down at their end, inbound from beneath their own goal.
Something else that jumps out at me, guys. Kennedy Fleming only 2 points in the first half. She's this team's leading scorer.
Three-pointer taken right then by Fleming. No good. Rebound Bradley Burchett. Burchett ahead to Katie Arms. Arms has her pocket picked by Kennedy Fleming. And they're going to say,
that's a bad
call. Basketball. Fleming knocked it out of bounds, and then they're going to give it back to him. What do you think about that, Coach?
I thought it was a bad call. I thought Red Bull girl knocked it out.
Claire Fleming win the basketball. Redbourne with an opportunity here to tie it up if they want to try to shoot a three. 26-23 the score. Claire Fleming, right wing, kicks it across to Bradley Morgan. Morgan defended by Merchant, gives it up to Anderson, back to Morgan. Left wing, fake shot on the three, drives inside, right block shot, good. Nice work by Bradley Morgan.
Yeah, it's a good move. Little girl.
1 point game, 26-25. 4:15 and ticking, third quarter. Kopas with it out top. Gives it up to Jenkins. Jenkins cross-court to Ashlock. Now back to Kopas at right wing. Gives it up to Katie Arms. She works against Morgan. Gets inside. Morgan picks her pocket. Bradley Burchett comes up with the loose ball. Actually, they say it's a jump ball between Kennedy Fleming and Bradley Burchett. Possession arrow this time in favor of the black and gold. Kopas to inbound. Zoe Hayes checks in. And Marty Ashlock sits down, and now a 30-second timeout taken by head coach Matt Walker. 4 minutes exactly remain here in the third quarter. Clay County leads 26-25.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken, ribs, and potatoes. Also, you don't make salad. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Bradley Burchett scored 2 points for Clay County there while we were playing that second advertisement. And a foul's called on the floor against Eliza Jenkins. That's going to be her second personal foul of the contest. Clay County's first of the third quarter. Red Bull and ball. Liz Anderson drives. She scores, and she was fouled by Zoe Hayes. Anderson going to go to the line for that one opportunity. And the score now, Coach, 28-27. Anderson with a chance to tie it up.
Yeah.
Tampa
back to 15, Liz Anderson. To be at the line for one. Now,
Hart
County, number 30, pays her first team second.
Anderson, a junior, makes good on that one. And we're even at 28. 3.5 minutes remaining, third quarter action. Clay County basketball. Katie Arms going to walk it across the timeline. Goes to the right, gives to Copas, Copas to Burchett, Burchett to Jenkins. Jenkins is at left wing, now back out top to Katie. Wanted to shoot the three, couldn't do it, drives, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Kennedy Fleming. Clay County with a red ball, with a chance to go in front. Claire Fleming in the front court, gives to Bradley Morgan, 3-pointer, no good, missed everything. Loose ball picked up by Marty Ashcock, and Claire Fleming going to be called for the foul as she ran in. Trying to take it away from her.
Done that 2 or 3 times, and they've been calling jump balls. Luckily, we got a call that time.
Marty made sure the officials knew she was there,
yeah.
Started swinging those elbows, and the foul was called. Copas with it for Clay County, walks it across the timeline. 28-28 the score, 3 minutes remaining third quarter. Katie Arms now, left wing, inside the Bradley Burchett. She's in the paint, spins to her right, shots up, no good. Good defense by Kennedy Fleming, who comes up with the rebound. She goes to Davis. Davis travels. Clay County basketball.
That's where Bradley's got to develop a left-handed move right there. I mean, she came back into a double, which she'd have went baseline right there. She'd had one-on-one.
That's true. You don't see her spin that other way
now. Start. People know you won't go the other way. They'll guard you. You know the way you're going to go. So you've done the same thing.
Did it again. Had an offensive foul called. You're right, Coach. She faked like she was going to spin to the right, but didn't do it.
One dribble, but came back right. And right into that double team again. They got her for a charge.
That is Bradley Burchett's second foul. Clay County's third. And things are starting to get intense here in this gym as we're still tied up at 28. The Red Bull and Faithful across the way who have maxed out the stands. Coming to their feet. As Kennedy Fleming hits a three-pointer, and the Red Bull and Faithful are up. Red Bull with their first lead in a long time. 2:15 and ticking. Thomas Heck could go back to early or late first quarter when Red Bull was last in front.
The game was tied with about 1:47 to go in that first quarter, and they've trailed ever since.
Rachel Copas comes down, forces the issue, and misses on that shot. 2 minutes to play, Red Bull and basketball, third quarter action, and we see a blocking foul call against Bradley Burchett. She was trying to get set up on the baseline as Bradley Morgan drove. Got there just a little too late, and that's her third personal of this contest. Bradley, now with over half of her fouls used up in this contest. Zoe Hayes checks back in on the floor for Clay County. Burchett, Hayes, Copas, Arms, and Ashcroft. Red Bull in the inbound. Claire Fleming works it in to Haley Davis. Davis drives, kicks to Anderson. Anderson back to Morgan, left corner, three-pointer good. Red Bull now with a three, actually make that a six-point lead, their biggest of the night, the biggest for either team. And a full timeout taken by Matt Walker as his Lady Dogs have fallen down 6 points. 34-28, Red Bull and Springs. 1:47 left in the third.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back live, the Lady Dogs trailing Red Bull and by 6. Need points here. Minute 40 left, third quarter. Bradley Burchett inside to Katie Arms. Shot up good.
We needed that.
34-30, Red Bull basketball. Claire Fleming out top. Hands off to her sister Kennedy, the senior, driving, and they're going to say she traveled.
Good.
That bucket by Arms ended the Red Bull and Springs 9-0 run, guys.
Yeah, we needed that 6-point lead.
Minute 28 left in the third. Zoe Hayes inbounds to Copas. Copas walks it across the timeline. Gives it up to Bradley Burchett, who's at left wing out behind the arc. Picks up her dribble. Tries to go over to Katie Arms and does. Arms drives. Gets the right block. Tried to go to Hayes. Pass was knocked away. Picking back up, though, by Copas. Copas now. Burchett, right wing. Three-pointer. No good. And a foul called on Katie Arms. A positioning foul as she was trying to get a rebound. Katie picks up her second personal.
Tell you what, guys, you got to give Coach McKinney credit here. You know, Burchett had 30 in that first game. He's done a good job with Fleming underneath and doubling down, hadn't he, Coach, on Burchett?
Yeah, done a really good job.
Well, as Coach was talking about that, a lot of times you can't hear him, Thomas.
Right.
Burchett, not, when she gets it on left block, she doesn't ever spin to her right. She's spinning into a double team and got an offensive foul the last time she did. Red Bull basketball, Zoe Hayes coming in, knocking it out of bounds, almost coming up with the steal. Good defense by the sophomore. And Eliza Jenkins checks back into the contest, and Zoe Hayes sits down. On the 4-4 Clay County, the original 5 starters, Red Bull into inbound from beneath a host of Clay County fans who've made the short trip westward. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Claire Fleming with it out top, defended by Copas. Fleming drives, gives off to Davis at right wing. Davis puts it on the floor. She's defended by Arms. Arms knocks it loose. Davis picks it back up. Gives it to Bradley Morgan. Right corner. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded. Actually knocked out of bounds by Burchett. We saw Katie Arms and Bradley Burchett come together to make a play on it. They ended up knocking each other down, and the ball goes out of bounds. Still Red Bull and ball. Just a bad break.
Was Daniel, and Clay County kind of had several of those in a row here. Just got to get back in here.
28 seconds and ticking. Red Bull inbounds. Davis out top. Defended by Arns. Arns got away with a reach in there. Claire Fleming now working against Copas. Good defense by Rachel. Denies the shot. Everybody's on the floor for it. Loose ball. Comes up with it. It's Eliza Jenkins. She's across the timeline. Gives it to Burchett. Right block. Shots up. Good. 8 seconds left and ticking. Third quarter. 34-32 the score. Clay County trails by 2. Claire Fleming with it. Desperation three-pointer. In and out. No good. It's the third quarter ends. Red Bull in 34. Clay County 32. 8 minutes left to settle it after these commercials.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bio Science of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bio Science's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Red Bulling Springs, where Clay County trails 34-32 heading into the fourth quarter. And Daniel, Red Bulling got back in this ball game on outside shooting. Two buried back-to-back three-pointers to cap a 9-0 run to go up six. But Clay County scored the last four of that third quarter to narrow it back to two.
Fortunately, they did so. Red Bull with the basketball to start the fourth. Bradley Morgan in the paint. Her shot blocked by Bradley Burchett. Burchett picks up a loose ball. Gives it up to Copas. Copas now with it. Comes across the timeline. She's at right wing. Dishes all the way across to Katie Arms in left corner. She circles back out to her right. Gives it to Copas. Copas didn't know Claire Fleming was
there.
And picks up the foul. Fleming had shot, but Coach, she almost knocked Copas' arm off.
She did. Of course, Rachel didn't know she's anywhere around. She thought she'd get a steal, but didn't work out that way.
Fleming had lost her shoe in the backcourt. I don't know if you guys were discussing that or not. I couldn't hear Coach Sims. The referee handed it to her.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Ran over there and he called a foul on her immediately.
Oh, I didn't see all that.
They should have given her a break, I guess.
Yeah.
Katie Arms with it. Left wing. Inside the Burchett. Burchett now spins to
her. Yeah, right. Went baseline. She got 1-on-1.
Adds 2 points. 34-34, tied up here, 7:15 and ticking. Red Bull and ball, Fleming out top. It's Kennedy Fleming now, right wing, gives off to Davis. Davis drives outside the lane, dishes outside to Morgan, and a foul called on the floor.
Well, we're...
I think Katie Arms.
One more, and they've been a 1-1.
Called it on Burchett.
Burchett. That is the fourth team
fourth.
Foul.
Ooh,
the fourth
good.
Personal foul for Bradley Burchett. Burchett. 16 foul for Clay County. 7:05 remaining here. Red Bull and inbound. Fleming works into Davis. Davis is shot up good. Red Bull back in front by 2, 36-34. 6:55 and ticking. Copas with it out top, defended by Claire Fleming. Uses an Eliza Jenkins screen, works to the right. Copas still with it. Jumper up and right block, missed everything. And a foul's going to be called against Clay County.
Hope it wasn't on Bradley. That was on Eliza.
Eliza Jenkins picks up what's going to be her third personal.
Put him on the line, though.
Red Bull now in the bonus.
At the line.
With the 17 foul against Clay County. Going to be a long fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Running to 1-1. Davis shoots, hits. I don't know that Davis has missed a free throw tonight.
You're right on it, Daniel. She's 5 for 5.
Not the red lady dog we need at the line. She earns the right to shoot the second. It's away. Also good. Red Bull in front now by 4, 34-38. Clay County basketball. Copas running the point. Burchett sets up on left block. Handing off to Katie Arms out top. Arms drives. Picks up. Gives it to Jenkins. Long two-pointer's good. Big dash hit by the sophomore. 38-36. 6:20 remains. Fourth quarter. Red Bull basketball. They do work to the hoop to our left. We're high atop the visiting bleachers at Red Bull Springs. As high as you can get anyway. About 6 rows up. Bradley Morgan, top of the key, gives off to Davis. Davis drives left side of the lane, dishes back out to Fleming. Fleming to Anderson, Anderson to Morgan. Morgan drives all the way to the hoop, shots up good. Good play by the senior, Bradley Morgan, left-handed layup, adds 2 more to put her team back out in front by 4, 40-36. Copas with it. Every possession big now as we get into the home stretch of this game. Eliza Jenkins with it, left corner, wants to go baseline, does not. Kicks it back out to Copas. Copas drives into the paint. Loses a handle on the ball. Picked up by Bradley Burchett. Burchett inside to Jenkins. Jenkins drives to the right. Gives to Ashlock. Ashlock's jumper good.
Good shot.
Good ball movement.
Yeah.
Marley good from the middle of the lane, about 6 feet out, to make it 40-38. Red Bull in front. And they throw the ball away.
I heard Mel that one. About the third row of the seats.
Do you look for Clay County to play slow here, Coach? Get a good looking shot?
Just work it till you get what you want. You know, worst thing you want to do right here is, you know, rush something. It's not a good shot. You know, we're kind of bad for that at times.
40-38, Clay County trails by two. Katie Arms, right block, shots up, no good. Blocking foul called against Liz Anderson, her first foul of the contest, according to my notes. And Arms going to go to the line to shoot two. On the season, we see that Katie is around 70% free throw shooter, I believe.
She's 0 for 2 tonight, Daniel. Had 2 in the second quarter, missed them both.
Does shoot 70% on the season and hits that front end when those season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Metis. Greatly appreciate all the work he does to provide the teams and us with that information. Warren Weaver checks into the contest. Bradley Merchant sets down. Arms hits them both. We're tied back up at 40. 5 minutes left to play here in this District 6A Girls Showdown. Clay County, the third seed going into the tournament. Redbourne Springs, the fourth seed. That's already settled, but they're playing for a lot of momentum tonight. 4:50 now on the clock. Davis drives, uncontested, and scores. Worked down the right side of the lane, kind of got lost in traffic, and nobody picked her up. Copas with it out top for Clay County. Redbourne up by two, 42-40. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins loses a handle on it. It was Liz Anderson that reached in and knocked it away from Jenkins and a jump ball call. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County as Burchett comes back to the scorer's table to check in. And it's going to be Weaver who sets back down. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters of Ashlock, Burchett, Jenkins, Copas, and Arms. Coach Walker calling in the inbound play here. Copas going to take care of that. Responsibility from beneath her own hoop. Works it into Jenkins at high post. She's at left elbow. Dishes inside now to Katie Arms, who's going to be fouled. I think Riley Morgan. It was actually Fleming. That is her fourth. That would be a big deal, Coach.
Yeah, that'd be good to get her off the floor.
See her leave. She is the primary ball handler. And the inbound play was set up beautifully for Marty Ashrock. She misses the shot. Got her on rebound, though. Put back no good. Rebounded this time by Bradley Burchett. They're going to say simultaneous possession between Burchett and Fleming.
Where
do what now?
I don't know where you got to jump ball out of all that mess at.
Looked like Burchett had the possession. Yeah. Claire Fleming, not Claire, but the older Fleming, Kennedy, shaking up on the play. Fleming on the floor here. Red balling. Being helped up now. She was shaking up on the play. Looks like maybe she took a Bradley Burchett elbow to the throat. Warren Weaver checks back in. Bradley Burchett going to sit down. Weaver going to play defense, it looks like. Burchett going to sit and get a breather. 4:23 mark of this fourth quarter. 42-40. This one's been a tie one throughout. The biggest lead, breather squad's been Redbourne. 6-point lead, I think. Claire Fleming with it out top. Redbourne Springs gives it off to Haley Davis. Redbourne does lead 42-40. 4:05 and ticking. Cross court to Morgan. Morgan drives, kicks it out to Anderson. Her three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Copas. Copas going to come across the timeline with it. Clay County needing points to draw back even. Copas gives off to Jenkins. Jenkins out top. Coach Walker up, instructing his ladies. Weaver comes up to set up at the free throw line, setting a screen down. They're going to call a moving screen on Weaver. Lauren picks up her second personal. They called her for moving the feet while screening against Haley Davis.
I believe refs like to call that more than anything under the sun. I mean, you twitch a eyelid and they'll call it moving the screen on you, seems like.
It's been a big thing this year.
It's been a big thing for the last 20 years. I used to tell mine, man, you're going to set a screen. You better get still because they're going to call it if you just twitch.
Redbourne with the ball. Liz Anderson out top working against Ashlock. She kicks out to Morgan who works against Weaver. Weaver comes up with a deflection and Eliza Jenkins picks up the loose ball. She's across the timeline, hands it off to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Copas. Copas dribbles to the right, fires a three-pointer top of the key.
Oh,
good.
Big.
Clay County back in front by one. 43-42 after Copas knocks it down. Big shot.
She don't shoot many of them, but what's nice when she hits them.
Kennedy Fleming comes down, fires a three of her own. It's no good. Rebound Marty Ashok. She hands off to Copas. Copas with it. Defended by Clara Fleming. Copas drives. Backs out. And a timeout's going to be taken by Matt Walker. 30-second variety. We'll play one ad return here. Clay County leads by one, 43-42.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back live here at Redbourne Springs. Getting down to the nitty-gritty. 43-42. 2:49 remains. Clay County basketball. Ashlock and inbound.
Riley Birch is leading Clay County with a cool dozen, Daniel. Katie Arms not far behind with 11.
Ashlock having trouble getting it in. Finally does so to Copas. Copas at left block. Spins into the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Claire Fleming. Fleming across the timeline. Circles back out. Gives to Morgan. Now Davis. Three-pointer. Top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock in a trap. Finally gets it out there. To Copas. Copas ahead to Burchett. Burchett at left wing. Drives into the paint. Gives to Cherokee Upton. Three-pointer. Good! Cherokee Upton in her first action of the night. Does what she does best. Knocks down the three-pointer from the right wing. And Clay County has what seems like a big four-point lead. 46-42, timeout taken, Redbourne Springs. 2:12 remains.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We're back. 2:10 remaining. Redbourne basketball. Haley Davis drives. Charge, or not a charge, but a blocking foul call against Katie Arms, and she looks like she was set up just waiting.
That was a bad call.
The Clay County fans not liking that call at all. And we do see Redbourne Springs' best free throw shooter, Haley Davis, at the line. Did they call a shooting foul, I guess? Maybe she'll shoot two?
Yeah. That's where they're not in double bonus yet. Oh, what?
It is the front end of a 1-1, and she makes it.
Don't matter if she hit it.
Earns the right to shoot the second. She stays perfect from the free throw line. Clay County leads by 3, 46-43. Davis releases her second. No good off the back of the iron. Her first miss tonight. A rebound, though, by Liz Anderson. She keeps it alive for Redbourne Springs. Kendi Fleming, right corner, kicks it back out to Sister Claire. Handed off to Haley Davis, top of the key. Works against Rachel Copas, wants to drive, picks up her dribble, goes to Claire Fleming. Now back to Liz Anderson. Redbourne taking their time. Minute 45 and ticking. Clay County up 46-43. Davis with it, drives into the paint, lost her foot and kicks it out to Morgan. Morgan now picks up her dribble as she drove, gave it to Fleming. Fleming drives baseline, kicks it back out to Anderson. She drives working against Upton, handed off to Fleming. Fleming back out to Davis. Redbourne Springs just looking for an opportunity. I see a Rachel Copas comes up with it. She's across the timeline. Going to reset the offense here for Clay County. On the floor for the Dogs, Copas, Arms, Upton, Burchett, and Ashlock. Minute 15. Clay County has a three-point lead. Claire Fleming playing with four fouls. Doesn't want to give up the fifth and a pass to Bradley Burchett.
Yeah.
Burchett in the paint, dribble from left block underneath the goal, put it up and scored. Clay County up by two possessions.
Got him spread out, running clock. They lost Bradley in under underneath the basket.
48-53, and here we see good defense by Copas. She comes up with a loose ball under a minute to play. Took it away from Claire Fleming. She goes to Burchett. Burchett at the top of the key hands back off to Copas. Copas shot up from right block. No good. She will go to the line to shoot. It's Kennedy Fleming Fowler. Clay County has a 5-point lead, 48-43, 41.4 seconds remain. And Clay County stretched this thing out, Coach, here in the last few moments.
Yeah, just, you know, last two or three possessions. That's big there when, you know, we're up three and running clock, and she penetrated and found Bradley under the basket wide open and hits a foul shot, so that puts us up six.
Copas hits the first free throw. Checking in are Eliza Jenkins and Lauren Weaver. They join Copas, Burchett, and Arms on the floor. Copas misses that one.
Oh.
Kept alive by Weaver.
Oh,
Jenkins man. Jenkins dropped a loose ball and puts it in for two. Clay County now up by 8 points. 30 seconds left. Davis with it. Goes to Morgan. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Arms. Katie's going to be fouled. That's going to be the sixth team foul against Red Bull.
That was a big rebound and put back there by Liza.
They started to walk the court.
We're still
like
out
it was,
1-1.
Yeah.
Still out 1-1.
Clay County going to inbound at the opposite baseline from their goal. Ashot comes back in. Weaver sets back down. 27.9 remaining. Jenkins, Arms, Copas, Burchett, and Ashot in for Clay County. Jenkins works it in, and she's called. Oh, I thought she was going to be called for a charge. It's not an offensive foul.
We got one on back that they called against us earlier.
Haley Davis picks up the blocking foul, and we're going to see Jenkins go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 24.1 seconds remain. Clay County has an 8-point lead, 51-43.
Only scored about the last 8 or 10.
What time of run are we on?
Honestly, hadn't looked. Looked like 2, 3, 4, 5 old run. Red Bull made a free throw.
Okay. Jenkins misses that free throw. 23 seconds remaining. Davis with the rebound. Comes across the timeline. She's going to fire a three-pointer from right wing. No good. Rebounded by Red Bowman's Bradley Morgan. She works to Fleming. Fleming in the paint. Shot up. And it's no good. Rebounded now. Rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Weaver. Red Bowman going to have the basketball. But this is all but over, Coach. 9
yeah.
seconds. Play
yeah.
Clay County with 8 points.
We've won this. Pulled it out here in the last 2 minutes, I guess. 2 or 3. We was down 4 with, what, 4 minutes to go?
Sure was. They played good down the stretch. And a foul called against Katie Arms, I guess. We'll see Haley Davis go to the line to shoot
Rachel
two.
Rachel buried that big three. Man, that was a big shot.
It was.
And then Cherokee come in, hit that one out of the corner, gave us a 5-point lead, a little breathing room.
Davis hit the line to shoot after Arms picks up her fourth personal. She hits the first one. That makes it a 7-point game. Still 3 possessions right now. 51-44, 5.8 seconds on the clock. Davis shoots the second. It's no good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. This one's going to end. Red Bull content to let the clock run out. Great basketball game from both teams. Third and fourth place teams in District 6 showing that they've got quality players on the court. The final in this one, Clay County 51, Red Bull Springs 44. Stay with us here as we come back and do the Cumberland Exteriors Girls Wrap-Up on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, One local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome to the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, where Coach Sims and I discuss Clay County's 51-44 win here over Red Bowling Springs in Red Bowling Springs. Coach, back-and-forth contest, kind of like what we expected, until Red Bowling rallied late in that third quarter. This game was tight throughout. They went on a 9-0 run to take a six-point lead at that point. But, you know, Clay County responded, and that's what we were looking for out of this team. They outscored them 19-10 in the decisive fourth quarter to claim this 51-44 win.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest plus for me out of the game is we had enough mental toughness to, you know, when we were down to come back and keep playing. And, you know, I thought got really good shots down the stretch. You know, we didn't run down and just throw up something. We got a good shot and you know, like I said, Rachel hit a big three, and Cherokee come in and hit a big three, and somebody penetrated just off to Bridie there, and she stuck one in. And I could see us losing this game the way it was going there at one point. We got down six, but like I said, we stepped up, made some shots, got some stops on the defensive end, and, you know, ended up winning, you know, fairly comfortably in the last minute. But, you know, it wasn't like that until the last minute.
It wasn't. The final score doesn't indicate how close a ball game it really was. And again, I think this is a big step for Clay County here. We talked about them coming in and kind of regaining some confidence. To me, they did a little bit more by having to come from behind and, like you said, ran some good offense down the stretch and executed to win this ball game.
Yeah, we did. I thought we started good tonight. You know, we came out and got good shots early. We didn't do like we did against Pick the other night. Just kind of sling some stuff up, you know, that you're not going to hit very seldom. We got good shots early. Then we kind of went cold, and Red Bulling did too, and, you know, till halftime. But like you said, we picked it up there in the last quarter and really played well down the stretch.
And talking about Red Bulling Springs, Coach, they were led again by Haley Davis. Did most of her damage from the free throw line. Briley Morgan had 10 all in the second half. She's the one that kind of rallied this team. I know her mother is a former Salina High School alum.
Right. Yep.
So good to see her do well. Claire Fleming, 6 points. Maybe the story of this game, lead scorer Kennedy Fleming held to 5 points. Good defense by Liza Jenkins, Lauren Weaver, Marley Ashlock, and company on her.
And they played her a little more inside tonight, and I remember them playing the first time. She was almost like a post player tonight, but third, like I said, they're pretty much a three-point shooting team, you know, penetrate, take it all the way to the hole if you don't stop them. If you stop them, kick it out, look for the three. And they shot a load of them, you know. Luckily, the first half, they weren't shooting very good. They picked it up the second half and made several. But it's just good for us to, you know, show some toughness and solidify the number third place. You know, they were picked ahead of us in the preseason. So it shows that we are the number, at least the number three team, if not one or two. You know, we beat the one team. And I still think we can do a whole lot better against Pickett than we've done either time so far, you know. So we'll probably have to play them sometime before it's all over.
So you're right. And Briley Burchin making a comeback tonight. We saw sometimes where she was frustrated inside. Coach McKinney did a good job doubling down on her. But it seemed like to me late, she came on when we needed her to. She led the way with 14 points.
Well, like I top of during the game. You know, she's got to learn to go left from the left block over there. And the last time she got the ball, she did. She scored easy.
Right.
You know, two or three times before that, she'd get it. She might go left one dribble, then come back into the paint, and there'd be a double waiting on her. She'd either charge or take a bad shot, you know. But she just got to learn. Well, she's a freshman, you know. Next year, you know, she won't make those mistakes. You know,
right.
she'll learn to go wherever the defense is not. And that's what good players do. You know, they get better as they get older.
And she's also, Katie Arms had another good night, 11 points tonight. Rachel Kovas came on late, had 9. Eliza Jenkins, some timely buckets tonight.
Well, Eliza shot the ball better than she does most games. Hit a couple big threes and another big rebound put back down there. That was good to see.
And I thought Marley Ashlock played well. A lot of crucial rebounds down the stretch. Played good defense.
I tell you what, I thought your daughter Lauren came in and got some rebounds and played hard. You know, I really like when Lauren's on the floor. I think she's a good player. Her height really gives us something that we don't have if she's not out there.
Right. She affects the game, getting in passing lanes and things of that nature. I agree with you, Coach. Cherokee Upton came off the bench, made that huge three-pointer down the stretch during that run. And then Kelsey Roten had one early on, the lone senior with 3 points in this contest. So overall, a rebound game here for Clay County, Kelsey.
Sure was. We need to get back to playing good. Of course, they only got one more regular season game. This next Friday, we get Tuesday off. And then I guess the girls will play a week from Wednesday. It'll be their first.
It's a Wednesday night game.
First action. Yeah, we're
probably the 6 o'clock game. If I was guessing, they'll be the higher seed in that game, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
Or the highest seed of that game.
Yeah.
So yeah, probably
I think
6 o'clock.
Be the first game. So
not this Wednesday, but not this upcoming Wednesday,
right.
But a week from that Wednesday.
So got to play. Usually our tournament's been Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, then come back Monday, Tuesday. But it's got to go, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, then come back Monday, Tuesday with all these extra games that they're doing it. But
a week long, actually part of 2 weeks.
Like eight
tournaments in Livingston. Coach, appreciate you joining us as always. Folks, this has been the Cumberland Exteriors Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements. Offering windows, doors, siding, roof metal, gutters, and more.
FDIC.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street, Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermit Springs.
Happy Sack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live from the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to Redbourne Springs, where we have just witnessed the induction of 6 new members into the Redbourne Springs Hall of Fame. We do have an extended halftime going on here. They still have 15 minutes actually up on the clock. I'm going to go ahead at this point in time and do the budget pest control boys 6A update. This past Tuesday night's district games, Clay County beat Piggott County 57-55. Monterey beat Gordonsville 58-50. Redbourne Springs beat Jackson County 62-50. Trailsdale County beat Clark Range 57-47. Tonight's games going on around the region. 19-10 Redbourne Springs does host 22-3 Clay County, a game we're about to call. 15-10 Gordonsville host 5-22 Clark Range. 22-4 Monterey are idle tonight. 10-16 Trailsdale County are idle tonight. And we do have Jackson County also hosting Piggott County's boys tonight. Current District 6A standings. First place Clay County with their 11-2 district record. Second place Monterey with their 10-2 record. Third place Redbourne Springs and Gordonsville, both of them tied there with 8-5 district records. Fifth place Piggott County, 7-6 in the district. Sixth place Trousdale County, 4-9. Seventh place Jackson County, 2-10. And eighth place Clark Range at 1-12. There are some things that are still unknown heading into the boys district 6A tournament that will be held over at Livingston. We do know that Clay County will be either the first or second seed. That much has been determined regardless of what happens here tonight in Clay County's last district 6A game of the regular season. Monterey also has locked down one of the top two spots. So Monterey is idle tonight. As we said, they will be playing this Tuesday against Trousdale County, and they'll also be playing Jackson County. They have to settle the district standing, so it'll be about a week before we know whether Clay County's first or second in the boys' side of the tournament. This has been the boys' 6A update, brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Good to the last bug. Typically at this point in time, we go ahead and get into the full coverage final word, the last word before tip-off. However, that is still about 14 minutes away here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to go ahead and play another set of ads, come back and do another update, this one talking more about the upcoming District 6A Boys Tournament. Stay with us.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, still about 11 minutes left due to this extended halftime. They did induct 6 new members into the Redbone Springs Sports Hall of Fame. I wished I had written down all 6 of those names. I did not. Very nice to see them doing that, similar to how we do in Clay County, inducting people into the local Sports Hall of Fames. We do have an extended time here, so what I'm going to do, I said I was going to talk about the upcoming District 6A tournament. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do a rundown of some season totals, Thomas, that have been given to us by Andrew Meadows. These were prior to the Pickett County game, so we'll just do a full roster rundown on the girls and boys. Go ahead and talk about each of the players on each squad. Here's some of the names we sometimes don't hear. Scoring for the girls this season prior to the Tuesday night Pickett County games, Kennedy May with 7 points. Eliza Jenkins with 70. Lauren Weaver with 42. Dory McLean with 5. Hannah Raines with 22. Rachel Copas with 226. Kelsey Roten with 15. Marty Ashlock with 99. Bradley Burchett, 292. Katie Arms, 310. Zoe Hayes, 56. Cherokee Upton, 76. Izzy Hale, 53. And Abby Head, 39. So that was a full girls roster rundown on points. Let's go ahead and look at the boys in the same area. John Hamilton,
going into this past Tuesday's Pekin County games. Had 35 points on the season. Jake Ashlock, 326. Eli Smith, 30. Jimmy Birch at 16. Jeffrey Spivey, 178. Abbott Kerr, 72. Gunner Silk, 153. Grant Strong, 532. Keaton Arms, 36. He had seen limited action. Bryce Bailey, 25. Joseph Markham, 1. Carson Sharp, 20. Mason Sharp, 27. And Heath Hensley, 11. We'll go ahead and try to look at the top five leaders from the boys and girls in rebounds and also maybe three-pointers made here. First of all, rebounds for the girls. Top five leaders look like first place, Bradley Burchett with 142. Second, Rachel Copas with 112. After that, we see third place Lauren Weaver with 93. Fourth place Eliza Jenkins with 78. In fifth place, Katie Arms with 70. Rebound leaders on the boys' side. Jake Ashlock, actually, I apologize. Grant Strong was leading with 180 prior to Pekin County. Jake Ashlock second with 173. Jeff Spivey third with 102. And then it drops way down. Let's see. Looks like fourth place, Gunner Sitt with 41. And then fifth place, Keaton Arms with 33. I have been joined at the table now by former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson. Coach, we've got just a few minutes here before we need to get into the full coverage final word. Want to go ahead and discuss something with you that I know that you can expound on greatly during our Battle Bulldog History segment of our CarQuest pregame show. The Hall of Fame male member that we discussed was your brother, Danny Watson, a younger brother. We talked about how when he was a freshman, you were a junior, and an older brother,
Ranford,
was a senior.
Yeah,
so three brothers on the same squad. Not something you see a lot.
Yeah. Well, we had two other brothers on there with us. The Cherry brothers, William Ross and Kenneth Cherry.
Okay, that's right. That's right. Talk a little bit about your younger brother, Danny. Just an outstanding player, not only in basketball, but also in football and baseball, but specifically basketball. That's what he chose to go on and play collegiately down in Walker Junior College in Jasper, Alabama. Just an outstanding basketball player.
Yes, he was. I know he was one of the leading scorers in the state his junior and senior year. And, of course, his junior year, I guess maybe his sophomore year, that was the year that he and I played together as starters. And we finished second in the district that year and had a great basketball team. And then next year, I think they came back, he and William Ross Cherry, and won the District 15 championship again with an upset victory over York Institute in the finals at the Old Salina High School gym.
Those were pretty big deals, too.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. You know, that's back in the day where there were, I guess, when the state was divided into like four units, and each unit had 16 districts in it.
Right. And I've seen some of those old standings before.
Yeah.
When it was broken down like that, you mentioned his junior year, averaged 19 points a game thereabouts. Averaged about 16 rebounds a game during that season, and then came back as a senior and averaged about 23 points a game that year. Just huge numbers.
Yeah, and I don't know how many block shots, we even kept that statistic back in those days or not. But like I said, he was an outstanding athlete.
Was he an inside player, outside player?
Well,
he's kind of tall.
He had a great hook shot, but he also could score out in the floor. And I know down at Walker Junior College, he was the point guard and the two guard a lot down there. But in high school, he was the post player. And the time that he played down in Middle Tennessee, the season he played down there, he usually subbed in and played low post down there.
Okay, I didn't realize that part of his collegiate career.
Yeah, he walked on down there and played quite a bit. He lettered down there in basketball the year he was down there and went out.
definitely somebody who's got a strong history in the lore of Bulldog basketball. What about on the football side? He
well,
was offered a scholarship to Austin Peay, but turned it down, I think.
Yeah, and while he was down at Walker, I know he was contacted by the University of Alabama if he wanted to walk on down there, but I guess my mom would have had a heart attack if he'd have done that.
Paul Bear Bryant.
Yeah, but she didn't want him to play football. But now he was football. He ran back punts. Was a halfback. You know, he's like 6'2" and probably weighed 210, 215.
I've seen pictures from those years. He was a good sized man.
Yes, he was, and he was quick and quick on his feet, and he was fast also. But,
well, let's go ahead and transition in to the full coverage final word portion of our contest. We're about 3.5 minutes away from tip-off of this big boys contest. This is the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all like your agency does. You start us off.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight, and I think it was the same thing the last time we played Red Bone Springs, but I mean it. The dogs got to keep their cool in this one, you know. We talked about this atmosphere. This is the smallest gym we play in, and this place gets rowdy. And you know it's going to get rowdy tonight. And this is always a heated game, guys, especially for the boys. If they stay level-headed, I think we'll be fine. Clay County's a better team. But if they let emotions get in the way, that could change the outcome of this one. Don't you think, Coach Watson?
Well, you know, this is a game that, you know, I really don't know how we're going to play Mars tonight, but we know in the past, you know, we've kind of played him heads up with people dropping off the help, and I know sometimes they've gone on those streaks where they're shooting the threes outside and kind of messed that up a little bit, so that has a lot to do with that. But, you know, I've always been a firm believer, you go out there and play your game, play your defense like you normally do each night.
Right.
Most of the time, you know, you're going to come out on head.
I do. I think that Jake Ashlock is back healthy tonight for Clay County. However, I've heard that Keaton Arms, the first post substitute off the bench, is not going to play tonight. So we're going to be a little shallow in terms of post play.
Yeah, quite a bit of size there.
Yeah. Dalton Marsh, between the contest tonight, was announced as the all-time leading scorer, I believe, here at Red Bull Springs High School, which included points from his freshman season.
I didn't understand that.
Macon County, I guess since it was in county, they wouldn't do that. Marsh is averaging about 25 points a game, Coach. Typically, we do a good job with him. But so you call for the Dawgs just to continue to do what they do. Now, this one here doesn't mean a lot in terms of postseason standings for us. However, it does mean a lot for Red Bull.
Yes,
they're trying to hang on to a top four spot, so they're going to be hungry.
Right, right. I mean, this is a big ball game. I think we're locked into that game where we're automatically in the region.
We're going to be first or second. Yeah,
yeah, right. Who does Monterey play tonight?
Monterey is idle tonight.
They've got one left.
They're not playing tonight. They've got two to play. They've got to play a makeup game with Jackson County, and I think this coming Tuesday night they'll meet Trousdale County. So it is between us and Monterey there. Folks, this has been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We are drawing nigh to time for the starting lineups here at Red Bull Springs High School for this big District 6A boys matchup, always heated between these squads. Going back over the last 10 years, we saw that these teams have met 23 times, and Clay County's 19-4, Coach, against Red Bull during that time, so it's kind of hard to call it a rivalry when you've won 19 out of 23. But the Red Bull brings they come to it every night with all they've got. And that makes us do the same.
It's been hard-fought games every year, irregardless of the talent level on both teams. It's been a hard-fought ball game. Can I throw something in tonight? Ran into one of the guys from Red Bull and Springs that I played against on the 1962 team down here tonight, Mr. Roy Bartley. Talk to him a few minutes. You know, it's great when us older guys are still around and remember each other.
That's right. No surprise that both of you are in the gym tonight where a good basketball game speaks to take place. I'll go ahead and get my flashlight turned on here because they like to turn the house lights off to announce the starters for Red Bull and Springs. I'll go ahead and announce them at this same time, too. Redbourne Springs head coach by Michael Owens. He's in his 20th season as Redbourne Springs coach. 21st season overall. He spent 1 year at Salina prior to coming over here. Starting for Redbourne Springs, a junior number one, O'Marion Williams. A senior number 11, Dylan Gross. A senior number 14, Matthew Murphy. A senior number 31, James Sampson. And a senior number 34, Dalton Marsh. For Clay County, their head coach Rob Edwards in his 20th season, his overall record 441 wins to 188 losses. They are 22-3 on the season, 11-2 in the district. A senior number 1, Jake Ashlock. A senior number 31, Mason Sharp. A junior number 10, Gunner Silk. A sophomore number 11, Grant Strong. And a sophomore number 4, Jeffrey Spivery. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. It's time for boys' action here in Red Bull, and Jake Ashlock and Dalton Marsh in the circle to get it going. Ashlock controls the tip. Clay County wearing their all-black tonight with gold print on those jerseys. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our left during this first possession. Grant Strong with it, left wing, works to his right, dishes inside Ashlock, Clay County up 2-9.
Great give and go.
Redbourne with the basketball. They trail 2-0. They wear all white tonight with red print on those jerseys. They shoot at the hoop off to our right. I'll have to get my roster out, make sure I'm calling their guys to you the way I need to. And a foul's called early. Who's this for going against, Thomas?
Your guess is as good as mine, Daniel. The ball went up in there, Strong, and Spivey went up to get it, and I guess they picked Spivey out.
Spivey does get the personal. Red Bull and inbound from beneath their own goal. Ball's worked in. Two Hicks out top. Hicks puts it on the floor, goes inside to Marsh. Six-foot jumper good. He's pretty automatic in that range.
Yeah, he is.
Marsh about 6 foot seven. Grant Strong with it for Clay County. Left wing, works over to Gunner Silk, top of the key. His three-pointers away, no good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock works back out to Strong at left wing. Clay County with another opportunity here. We are tied up at two with 1 minute going in this contest.
Looks like this straight man defense, Daniel, from Redbourne Springs. They are sagging down a little bit on Ashlock, leaving Silk open at the top some.
Silk with it to the free throw line. Dumps Ashlock. His 8 foot jumper from left baseline, no good. Rebounded by Williams.
I believe Marsh may have tipped that.
Partially deflected, yeah. Williams with it. Dishes cross court to Murphy. Murphy working against Mason Sharp. Hands back off to Hicks. Hicks to Williams. Williams at the top of the key. Drives inside. Dishes outside to Sampson in left corner. Redbourne trying to work inside to Marsh, as they often do. Williams goes baseline. Cut off by Grant Strong. Now he gives it up to Marsh. Marsh shoots. Misses. Rebound Ashlock.
We've said this for a couple of years now, guys. You can keep Marsh away from the basket about 8 to 10 foot. Virtually, you can eliminate him. He catches it deep like he did on that first possession. He's automatic.
Gunner Silk misses a baseline putback layup. No good. Rebounded by Murphy. He has it for Redbourne Springs. Gives it up to Sampson. Sampson inside to Williams. Now he alley-oops to Marsh, who scores. Marsh right in front of the hoop. Ashlock there with him, but Marsh with about a 4-inch advantage in height over Ashlock. 4-2 the score. Redbourne in front. Mason Sharp with it, right wing. Gives up to Ashlock, top of the key. Kicks to Grant Strong, who drives baseline. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Marsh. Marsh gives it off to Murphy. Murphy across the timeline for Redbourne Springs. Right wing now. Sampson to Williams. Williams at the free throw line looking for Marsh. He's covered up. Ashlock and Spivey, though. Spivey in front of him. Ashlock behind him. It's a double team. A zone look out of Clay County. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but I know that they have two on Marsh whenever he gets the ball, trying to deny him from it. And we see a great offensive play by Matt Murphy, the senior. He drives baseline and scores. 6-2, Clay County trails. Now 6-4 after Grant Strong comes down and quickly scores. Red Bullen with the lead, 6-4. 4:50 and ticking here in this first quarter. Hicks with it, right wing. Now Williams at right elbow. He works against Grant Strong, gets him on his feet, leans the body into him and scores. No foul was called, though, fortunately. 8-foot jumper in the paint, good for Williams. Jeff Spivey, right wing, pump fake, drives inside. He is fouled by Marsh, and it's a good call. Head coach Michael Owens upset about it, but Marsh was not straight up.
Yeah, got it. Got him all the way down the arm.
Good job by the sophomore, pulling the fouls out of the talented senior, and Spivey's at the line to shoot two. 8-4 the score, Red Bowen in front. First one's away, and it's missed.
I like the confidence of the sophomore there, taking it to the big man, Daniel.
Spivey taking his time, finally releases the second, it's good. 8-5, Red Bowen with the advantage. 4.5 minutes to play. Trap pressure in the backcourt for Clay County. Red Bowen able to beat it, though. Sampson comes across the timeline, works to Murphy. Murphy at right wing working against Gunner Silk. Gives it back up, Hicks with it now at left wing, defended by Sharp. Ashlock and Marsh in a battle down low. I'll have to keep an eye on them because the action a lot of times tonight will be away from the basketball between those two.
It will, Daniel. And you talk about the defense, basically just man defense, but Strong is sagging off of Sampson, and then you'll see Spivey sagged off of Williams from the outside because they're not a threat from out there.
Marsh goes two more, and you can't ask for better defense. He was denied the ball. They somehow got it to him anyway. And he
That's a good shot.
It was a good shot. A little fadeaway baseline jumper by Marsh.
Still a two-man game here between Strong and Ashlock, Daniel.
10-5 the score. Clay County with the ball. They do trail, though, by five. Silk with it. Goes to Spivey. Spivey inside to Ashlock. Ashlock works against Marsh. Goes across the paint to Sharp. He fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Hicks. Hicks comes across the timeline. He's at the top of the key, picked up by Gunner Silk. Goes cross-court to Williams. Williams now to Murphy over in the corner. That's actually Sampson. I get these Red Bull guards confused quite easily. Williams with it out top. Drives inside. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, Ashlock. Spivey there also. Ashlock outlet pass to Strong. Strong at left wing. Goes between the legs. Takes his time. Wants to drive. He's guarded by the smaller Sampson. Goes baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Coach Watson, what a play.
That was a great, great move.
Went past Sampson and Marsh to get to the hoop and score. 2:45 on the clock. First quarter action. Red Bull in 10. Clay County 7. And they called a foul against Ashlock. He was working against Marsh. I don't know that Ashlock had contact necessarily, but he slapped his hands, Thomas, to create some noise there. Must have got a little bit of the big man's arm because Marsh is at the line and Ashlock has his first personal. Almost trying to spook him there.
Yeah, Marsh kind of got positioned on him, slipped by him there. No the choice for Ashlock, but just trying to disrupt the shot. And like you say, I think he hit the elbow.
Marsh misses the first. I don't have stats, but he's probably not great from the free throw line, and he does miss both of those. Spivey with the rebound, gives to Ashlock. Ashlock to Eli Smith, who's checked in for Gunner Silk. Grant Strong going to run the point while Silk's on the bench. Clay County 7, Red Bull 10, 2.5 minutes to play here in the first. Gross is checked in for Red Bull Springs. He defends Strong, going to stay all over him, it looks like. Strong with it now, right wing, wants to drive against Gross. Gross tries to cut him off. They're going to call him for the foul, though. Dylan Gross not quick enough with his feet to stay in front of the sophomore. And Grant was fouled. It was not a shooting foul, though. Mason Sharp going to inbound.
Got him on the floor.
Sharp inbounding off to our left. Works into Strong. He fires a three. Good. He went 0-for-3 the other night against Pickett from behind the arc. Knocks down his first attempt tonight.
Foul ball game, Daniel.
10-10. 2 minutes to play in the first. Murphy with it out top for Red Bowen, defended by Spivey. Draws him out. Now goes to Williams. Williams across to Hicks. Hicks to Gross. They try to get it inside to Marsh. Here they come. Left block. Marsh shot. No good. Tipped out by Strong. Rebounded by Gross. He refeeds the big man. Marsh can't hang on. Fortunately, Gross gets it back for Red Bowen, though. And we have a score. Dalton Marsh and Grant Strong going toe-to-toe. Strong there to contest him, but Marsh scoring anyway. 12-10 the score. Dalton Marsh having a big night so far. Clay County's done well with him over the years, but it looks like tonight may be his night. He comes up with a steal. Strong went up, had a nice shot fake pass, but Ashlock was not ready for it. It's a turnover. Red Bull back with the ball. They do have a 2-point lead, 12-10. Williams right baseline, defended by Grant Strong. Dribbles back out behind the arc, letting things develop. You know what they're trying to do. They're looking inside for Marsh right now. Hicks has it at the free throw line. Now back to Williams. Everything in this Red Bull offense centers around number 34, the senior, the 6'7" Dalton Marsh, who's averaging about 25 a game. Gross with it out top right now, defended by Mason Sharp. He works over to Murphy in the corner. Now Marsh, who's come out from behind the arc at the top of the key. He quickly gives it up, though. Back to Williams. Just a lot of offensive movement by Red Bull and Springs trying to come up with a shot they like. They do have a two-point lead. There's 40 seconds and ticking in the first quarter. They may play for the last shot. Marsh has it. Gives it back up to Hicks. Hicks is defended by Eli Smith. Smith all over him. Hicks drives past him to the hoop. He's going to be fouled. Hicks did not hit the basket. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Spivey called for the foul, and that's his second personal. 30.8 seconds. First quarter action. Red Bull 12, Clay County 10. Mason Hicks at the line to shoot two. He does miss that first one. Coach, what do you think so far of this battle?
Well, we're hanging with them right now. We're not playing our best game yet, and it looked like they're satisfied to come down and kill a lot of time each time down the floor to get the ball into Marsh. They're in no hurry.
Hicks fires on the second, misses it as well, rebounded by Eli Smith. Gives it up to Grant Strong. Clay County now with an opportunity, if they want to take one final shot. 22 seconds and ticking here in the first quarter. Red Bull leads 12-10. Now down to 15. Strong with it about 2 feet from the timeline. Puts it in motion. Eli Smith left wing. 10 seconds now. Silk back to Strong right wing inside the ash socket right block. They're going to call him on the offensive foul. He did throw the shoulder into the defender who was nicely stationary there. John Hamilton checks in for the last 5.4 seconds. Ashlock going to go to the bench for the remaining 5.4 after he picks up his second personal of the contest. Ball inbounded. Gross with it. 2 seconds. Now one. Desperation three away. No good. First quarter over. It's exactly what we thought it'd be. A tie one. Red Bull 12. Clay County 10.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's 50th Centennial Celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live in Red Bull and Springs. Back and forth first quarter, Thomas.
Has been, Daniel. You know, Dalton Marsh is leading the way for Red Bull and Springs. We've seen him catching it deep, and when he does, he puts it in the basket. He's got 8 points so far. But Grant Strong, a sophomore, 7 for Clay County already, too.
The freshman, John Hamilton, now in for Ashlock, and Marsh scores on him. You know they're going to try to isolate there with the senior on the bench and the freshman in. 14-10 the score after Marsh makes the first bucket of the second quarter. Gunner Silk with it on the offensive end, gives up to Eli Smith. He passes across the paint to Hamilton. The freshman wasn't expecting and couldn't hang on. It was a good pass idea by Smith, but he could have went to the hoop himself.
Yeah.
Another freshman, Jimmy Burchett, entering this ball game.
Gunner Silk setting down. Coach Edwards not happy with him, giving him an earful right now. It's not often that Coach Edwards does that, but when he does, you can bet one thing for sure, that player listens. 7.5 minutes here to go, second quarter action. Red Bull win the basketball, Groves out top, tries to look inside for Sharp, can't find him, kicks instead to Matt Murphy, and he knocks down the three-pointer. And we don't need him hot inside and outside.
No, he hit a few of them over Salina against us.
They're always good for a handful. Mason Sharp, offensive end, 8-foot jumper, good.
Good shot. We needed that one.
A good pure shooter. He can be dangerous from in that area. 7 minutes to play, second quarter, 17-12 the score. Clay County trails 5-5. Good defensive effort right now. Beli Smith, who's guarding Hicks. He stays with him. He's been there for about 5 seconds. Hicks under the pressure, had to give the ball up, and it goes out of bounds off the fingertips of John Hamilton. That was a great job, Beli Smith.
He does it every game, guys. I mean, he comes in, he makes an immediate impact. Most of the time it's on the defensive end. Made a big shot the other night in that Pickett County game, but... You know, Eli Smith, and he does it all with his hands straight up, Daniel. And that's what impresses me.
He doesn't fail, yeah. Just so in such control of his body while he's playing so quickly. Smith does go sit down. Gunner Silk back in. Redbone with the basketball off the inbound play. Hicks out top. Gives over to Murphy. Now inside to Marsh. Marsh has called it 8 feet out. Jumper no good. Nice stop by John Hamilton, who got the rebound. The freshman coming up big there. Grant Strong with it. Offensive end. Gets all the way to left Frog. They say,
oh.
The Clay County fans can't believe it. They've come to their feet, and the Boo Birds are out here rebelling tonight.
You know, we saw that a lot in the girls' game, too. The same call on Bradley Burchett. If you pump fake tonight, guys, you're traveling.
Rebelling on them, man. Sampson with it, top of the key, gives off to Hicks. Hicks inside to Marsh, defended by Hamilton. Marsh spins to his left, baseline jumper good. Good defense, the senior just with a great offensive play though. 6:15 and ticking, second quarter action, 19-12 the score. Clay County trails by 7. Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. 30-second variety. First timeout taken by Clay County. 6:10 left, second quarter. Red Bull 19, Bulldogs 12.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Coming back out of this timeout, Clay County with the basketball. Hopefully they'll produce head coach Rob Edwards, the 20-year veteran, giving them a pretty good bit of instruction there. Pretty aggressive with his delivery. Hopefully his team will respond. Mason Sharp, right elbow, kicks to Gunner Silk. Now Grant Strong, he circles back out up top, hands off to Mason Sharp. On the floor for Clay County, Strong, Sharp, Silk, Jimmy Birch, and John Hamilton. Grant Strong, 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Jimmy Burchett, but he steps out of bounds. Red Bowling going to be inbounding at the baseline opposite their goal. Eli Smith checks back in. Jimmy Burchett checks out. Clay County with some full court man, I guess, here. Picking the guys up in the backcourt. Ball's worked into Gross. Now to Sampson. Sampson comes across the timeline. He's at right wing. Gives it back up to Gross. Now back to Sampson. They go inside the Marsh. Double teamed by Hamilton and Sharp. Good defense.
At the foul.
Red Bull though with the rebound. Hicks left block jump shot. No good.
And another one.
Foul call against Sharp now.
Finally.
Sharp, but Marsh, I mean. That's going to be Marsh's second.
You can't say enough about the freshman John Hamilton and these smaller guys in there, Daniel. Eli Smith, Gunner Silk, battling a guy that's twice their size, getting up above the rim with him to get that rebound and get the foul.
Now we get the momentum swing, hopefully, as Ashlock checks back into the game and Marsh sets down. Ashlock now going to be defended by the much shorter Dalton Thompson. Clay County basketball, Grant Strong, left wing, circles around, high post, kicks outside, and the offensive foul's caught against it. First personal foul against Strong. John Hamilton checking back in. Ashok checking back out.
I think Coach is going to get him a breather right now while Marsh is off the floor. You know, remember, Ashok was sick earlier in the week. Played in that Tuesday night ball game, but played sparingly.
Hicks with it. Comes across the timeline for Red Bull and Springs. 19-12 the score. Neither squad scored in the last few moments. Clay County does trail by 7. 4 minutes and 55 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Dalton Thompson with it, left wing. The senior tries to give it up to Hicks and does so. Hicks now defended closely by Sharp. Sharp gives back to Thompson. Now to Gross. Gross gives off the number 21. That's Sampson, and he scores from right block. Sampson with the 2 points, Thomas. Gunner Silk now with it. Drives inside, shot up good. Gunner Silk scoring. Gross with it on the inbound play for Redbone Springs. Hicks works across the timeline. 4:15 remaining here in this second quarter. Gross now, right wing, gives back to Thompson. Thompson directing traffic. Clay County trying to battle back in this when they do trail by 7, 21-14. Gross out top, defended by Smith. Bound to be a 5-second call. No whistles, it won't yet. Oh, they got away with one there. Red Point still with possession. Three-pointer taken, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Hamilton. Elliott passed to Smith. He goes to the hoop, misses it. Strong swing back, no good. Dalton Thompson comes up with the rebound. We've got a foul call against someone. Coach, who's going to get this at? Grant Strong going to be called with the foul.
You know, guys, we talked about it in the beginning, keeping their cool. We see Clay County kind of a little out of sync here. The crowd's into it. We've already had the authorities come over to this side to give a little speech. The sheriff, I think, he said he'd been to the other side already. We'll see how that plays out, but the atmosphere is heating up.
Well, hopefully he won't visit our table. There was security in the Clay County stands. We are known to be a rowdy crew. Redbourne with the basketball after Strong was called for the foul on the offensive end. I'm not sure what he did. Williams with it, high post, kicks across to Hicks. He drives baseline. Redbourne with the basketball. They do have a 7-point lead, 21-14. Hicks kicks it back out to Williams. Now he goes to Sampson. Sampson gives it back up to Williams. Both fan bases now starting to get behind their squad. We see John Hamilton covering up Dalton Marsh. The freshman doing a good job in there. And I'm sure you can hear these fans here that's made the trip westward cheering on the Bulldogs.
Look at the lineup we got here. We got Carson Sharp, the sophomore, the freshman, Jimmy Burchett.
Gunner Silk is still. They're having an autograph opportunity. He's to the hoop, misses it. Grant Strong on the trip back though. 2:55 mark, 5-point game, 21-16. Gunner Silk called for the foul. And he did do it. Reached in pretty hard, Coach.
Yes, he did. A little over aggressive. I believe that's going to put them in a 1-1 for the rest of the quarter.
And they are going to go to the line to shoot 1-1 here. 2:53 remains in the second quarter. It's going to be Matthew Murphy, the senior, at the line. This is a very senior-heavy team for Redbourne Springs. This is kind of their big hope to have a great season. 19-10, they've lost some games to some good teams, but they've also beaten some good teams. Murphy at the line. First one's away. Good. 22-16 the score. Redbourne up by 6. Murphy to shoot the second. Hits it. 7-point game. 2:53 remaining. Second quarter. Jimmy Burchett going to run the point for Clay County. On the floor, Jimmy Burchett, Gunner Silk, Jeff Spivey, Jake Ashoff, and Mason Sharp, who has the ball now on right wing. He gives it up to Silk. Now to Spivey. Spivey to Burchett. Burchett inside to Ashoff. Ashlock outside, the shot fires the three, no good, front of the rim, rebound Spivey, put back good.
Great follow.
Jeffrey Spivey adding 2 big points there. 2:25 and kicking. Red Bullman with the basketball. Clay County trying to cause disruption in the backcourt, and they do so, and Mason Sharp comes up with a big play. He knocks it away from Sampson, and the ball goes out of bounds off the Red Bullman Bulldog. Clay County steals the possession.
You know, Daniel, we talked about the Pickett County-Clay County game and how that's a classic. I tell you, this one right here is becoming what they call an instant classic in a hurry. You know, the last few years, this is the game where you see the crowds get fired up, you see the teams fired up, the coaches red in the face with intensity, and we're fired up too.
Well, this one goes back a long way. Coach Edwards is in his 20th season at Clay County. Michael Owens in his 20th season at Redbourne Springs. He was at Salina 1 year prior to coming over here. So it goes all the way back to that. Now, Coach Owens had the advantage during the early years of their rivalry when he came over here. But in the last 10 years, Coach Edwards is 19-4 against Redbourne Springs.
In the last 10 years.
So Redbourne fans, they want to beat us worse than they do anybody.
Yeah.
Clay County with the basketball, coming out of a timeout. We stayed on there and talked through it. Mason Sharp has it right wing, dishes to Ashlock down low, works against Marsh, shot up, no good. And they're going to call a foul on Marsh. And honestly, I'll take it, but I kind of disagree a little on that one. That's the third personal, Coach, for the big
game. Yeah, yep. That. He definitely got him from behind on the missed shot.
He was there. Had the opportunity to stay off of him, but he chose to get up on him. And Ashrock knocks down the free throw. He gets to shoot two. Dalton Thompson checks back in for Marsh. Marsh goes to the bench, and likely for the last 2 minutes and 5 seconds of this second quarter, as he has three personals. Ashrock misses the second one, rebounded by Williams of Redbone Springs. The Red Dogs are up over the Black Dogs, 23-19. Dalton with it. Dalton Thompson, that is, left wing, gives it up to Gross, top of the key. Gross defended by Silk. Gives it back up to Williams. Now to Hicks, defended by Eli Smith. Tossed over to Thompson. Red Bull may play for the last shot, who knows. Minute 35 and ticking here, second quarter. They seem to have no offensive identity with Marsh off the floor.
I agree with you, Daniel. And Coach Owens is in no hurry. Got a four-point lead. I'm sure he'd be happy to take that straight into the half.
The big thing now is his guards have to stay away from the guards of Clay County, who could get a five-second call as Mason Sharp is all over 14. And yes, an offensive foul call against Matt Murphy. And I'll tell you, he didn't do it, but Mason Sharp acted and sold it so well that they called it.
He did sell it, Daniel. And we mentioned this already, too. You know, Mason Sharp used to be known as just a shooter. He's not that anymore.
Right.
He stepped up his game this year and even last year. We've seen him guard some of the league's best, and he did it right there.
He's got so much quicker during the last couple seasons. And a foul's going to be called against Dalton Thompson. He was working against Grant Strong. Strong started the drive. Thompson reached in and called for the personal. 16 foul against Red Bull and Springs. Minute 6 left in the second quarter. Red Bull leads by 4, 23-19. Eli Smith inbound from in front of the Clay County crowd. Works it into Strong at left wing. He's defended now by Gross. Gross trying to cut off baseline pass. Strong gets it past him, though, to Ashdock, who works against Thompson. In the paint, shot's up. It's good. And the big man's going to the line to shoot that one. Jake Ashdock, so good, Coach, at finishing those
that
one
plays. Yes, he is, yes.
Working against the smaller Dalton Thompson, Coach Edwards wanting to isolate that mismatch while Dalton Marsh is on the bench. He completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way with the free throw, and Clay County trails by one, 23-22. Play kind of has come to a stop here. Substitution is taking place for Red Bullen. Now it's blown back in. 54 seconds and ticking. Red Bullen with the ball. Murphy, right wing, defended by Strong. Circles back out up top. Now Silk picks him up. Murphy gives off to Hicks. Mason Sharp all over him. He's right there. Stays with him. Getting close to the call. Mason Sharp is called for a foul, and it was a clean play, but he must have got a little bit of a body because the whistles do blow. It looked clean from here. Obviously, it wasn't because it was called a foul.
Yeah.
That's going to put Mason Hicks at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1 opportunity. His team does lead 23-22. 36.8 seconds here left in the first half. I remember the contest here last year, very similar. Red Bull had a second quarter lead as that Shocks missed, rebound by Eli Smith. Clay County had the battle back in that one, if you recall, Thomas, in the second half. It's pretty even here at halftime, though, as we get close. 25 seconds out. Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong about 2 feet from the timeline, defended by Gross. He does have the count on him, so he gives it back up to Silk. Time now down to 15 seconds. Coach Edwards up on his feet. The junior point guard looks to him for the play. Coach Edwards sends it in. Gives it off to Strong. To Ashlock, back to Strong. 8-foot jumper. No good off the back of the rim. Kept it high by Silk. Ashlock with it. 3-pointer in the buzzer.
Good. Great shot.
Stay with us.
No doubt about it.
The Nobody Shall Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned. First half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Red Bowling Springs for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Red Bowling Springs 25-23 on a buzzer beater three from the volleyball line by Jake Ashlock. Clay County trailed the entire first half after taking a 2-0 lead early, scoring the first points of the ball game. They trailed 12-10 at the end of the first and then got down by as many as 9 points midway through the second quarter. But they rallied with a 9-0 run to close out the first half. Jake Ashlock scored the last 7 of the second quarter to give Clay County this 2-point lead at halftime. He has 9 points to lead the Clay County. Mason Sharp has 2. Grant Strong, 9. Gunner Silk, 2. Jeffrey Spivey has 3. For Red Bull and Springs, Dalton Marsh, who got off to a good start, had 8 in the first quarter, has 12 at halftime. Matthew Murphy has 7. James Sampson, 2. And Omarion Williams has 2 for Red Bull and Springs. Again, Clay County leads 25-23 here at halftime in Red Bull and Springs.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here live in Redbone Springs, about 3 minutes left remaining here at halftime. Clay County ahead by 2 points, 25-23, thanks to that big desperation three-pointer by Jake Ashok. He's able to get it, got a good look at it, coach, and got it off with about a second there. Big shot.
Caught it in the shooting motion and put her through.
Sure did. Coach, you've probably been in more high school gyms than likely anybody that's in this gym tonight. You've been around basketball for better part of 60 years now, I guess. How long has this one been around? Been here for quite some time, has it not?
It's been here for quite a while. I'm thinking back in the late 60s, early 70s, because when we played the district tournament down here, and the one we won in 61
yeah.
was played in the old gymnasium over on the hillside
okay.
that got turned into a shirt factory, and I believe the floor was like 30 or 48 by about 78, I believe.
A little bit and, different than
yeah,
the standard.
Yeah, and I know when we practiced the week of the district tournament, Coach Brown, he got tape out and taped our gym off for the same sidelines and everything that Red Ballin had, which I think helped us when we got down
well,
here.
Of course. This one of the smaller venues left around the Upper Cumberland for sure, even smaller than the old Salina High School gym was. Of course, built back in 1949 is whenever it was opened up. And we got pretty good use out of that, about 54 years,
yes,
I guess.
Yes.
So by those standards, they're probably due for another one around here. However, it looks like they've redone the floor here recently. It looks great.
Dividing, yeah, the floor is in great condition here.
I don't think the seating
capacity is limited. I don't know whether they have this big a crowd every night or not, but every time we're down here, it's this crowd. It's so.
Standing room only, for sure.
Yeah.
I made the comment earlier to Coach Sims that the fire marshal would have a heart attack if he came in this place and saw the exits covered up with people standing. What do you think about this one, Coach? About a minute left before they get it back underway. What would you like to see? We know Marsh is going to re-enter the contest.
Right, and hopefully we can hold on to that little bit of momentum we got here. I know he was on the bench, but now he stepped there and he's cooled off, and maybe he'll play a little bit more cautious. And if you know, we can take the ball toward him a couple of times and maybe pick up a couple more fouls on him. And
yeah, if he picks up one more and gets to four early, he's going to have to sit a long time.
Yeah.
I certainly like Clay County's odds. Without him on the floor, let's talk about us for a moment. What would you like to see out of us offensively? Perhaps maybe different than what we're doing, or more
yes,
the same? Or
sometimes maybe get down and shoot a little bit quicker. I know we're doing a good job out of our sets, but, you know, if we could get down and get a couple of open layups like we did the other night against Pickett County, it would really, really help get us on a little streak.
Clay County known for, over the last several years, getting a lot of points in transition on layups. We've not seen hardly as much of that this year.
No.
And we are underway here in the third quarter. Clay County with the basketball. They flip fence. They'll be shooting at the hoop to our right. Red Bull in the hoop to our left. Jake Ashlock comes up. Shot from right block. No good. And a foul's going to be called. I believe Spivey going to be called for it. It was Spivey. That is his third personal. I may have missed some, but from what I show, Ashok has two, Silk one, Strong two, and Spivey three.
We've got three up on the board for him.
Redbone with the basketball. Williams feeds inside to Marsh. Marsh immediately tries to go to work. He gives it back up, though. He was covered up by Strong and Ashoff. Back out top in the hands of Sampson. He gives off to Murphy. Murphy defended by Mason Sharp. Dishes off to Hicks in the right corner. Cross court alley-oop pass to number 14. Murphy, his little shot, no good. Rebound to Mashock. Quickly ahead to Strong. Strong to the basket. Good. And he was fouled. James
and
Sampson.
And a little flex, Daniel. You got to love it. Strong took the harm right there and got that one to go. Hit the baseline and give it a little flex.
Sampson commits the foul, and Strong goes to the line. 27-23, Thomas, the biggest lead Clay County's had at this point. 4 points to lead. Strong's free throw good. He completes the three-point play. And now the black and gold Dogs up by five, 28-23. Redbone with the ball. Murphy with it. Gives it off to Hicks. Back out top to Murphy. Now Williams, left elbow. They invite him to take the jump shot. He does so and misses it. Rebound by Ashlock. Ashlock to Strong. Strong quickly into the front court, into the paint. Got to have an offensive foul against him. The defender, I just don't think he possibly could have been set. However, it was called, and what now we see Strong with his third personal.
You know,
two of them offensive charges.
Running stride for stride down the court, Daniel. There was no elbow, no push off, so I don't think
not physically
foul.
Possible, really, to get set up.
No, terrible call. I mean, honest is honest.
Redbone with the basketball. Marsh out top. Hands off to Hicks. Hicks in the corner to Sampson. Back out top to Hicks. Inside to Marsh. Now outside to Hicks. He fires the three. Good. That was actually Sampson. Sampson good on the three-pointer from left wing. We're putting so much focus in on Marsh, it does open up the three-pointer.
Yes, it does.
You got to pick your poison, though, and I like the odds of them beating us outside better than giving it to Marshall and inside one-on-one. Ashlock now works in the paint, and he scores. 2 points for Ashlock. Marsh making sure that he stays straight up with those three fouls.
Yeah.
And Ashlock knows it, and Coach Edward knows it. So post him up, take it to him.
Attacking. Red Bull in basketball. Clay County leads, though, by four. Make it two as Williams adds two more from baseline on the right side. 30-28, Clay County in front. Strong loses the handle on the ball, and he goes out of bounds. Red Mullen now coming up with a possession. I think it was Murphy there providing the defensive interference that made Strong lose the handle. Gunner Silk picking it up in the backcourt. Pass now ahead to Williams. Williams across the timeline. He's at right wing. Strong defends him. He's out behind the arc. Now drives baseline into the paint. Shots up. No good. Rebound Strong. Williams a good athlete, but not a strong shooter. They kind of give him free range shooting, don't they? Ashlock with it. Working on Marsh. Kicks it out to Strong. Three-pointer. Left wing. Good. He's two for two from behind the arc tonight. 33-28. Clay County up by five. Williams across the timeline for Red Bowen. 5-10 and ticking, third quarter action. He hands off to Murphy. Murphy works against Sharp, picks up the dribble, gives it back to Williams. Marsh working in the paint, trying to get open. Three Bulldogs close to him right now. Spivey has to step out and defend Sampson. Now inside to Marsh, he scores two. His first points of this third quarter. 33-30, Clay County with the lead and the basketball. Grant Strong, left wing. Gives to Spivey, top of the key. Swings it around to Silk. Now to Ashlock. Inside to Sharp. Great play.
Good cut. Good cut.
Sharp come running down the middle of the paint. Ashlock saw him from the right corner. Fed him with a nice assist. Clay County leads by five, 35-30. Williams with the basketball. 4:25 and ticking. Third quarter action. He's at right wing with it. Gives back off to Hicks. Hicks swings it around to Sampson. Sampson drives baseline. Loses the handle. Kicks it back out to Hicks. Hicks picked up and defended by Silk. Now Williams, 8-foot jumper. No good. Williams has gone cold here. Has not found points in the second half thus far. Ashok with the rebound. Has it out top. Now inside to Strong, who's posted up Murphy. He's a lot taller and exposes it. Grant Strong scoring two more. The talented sophomore doing it in all phases tonight. Good passing, good post play, good outside shooting, getting it done. 3:51 remains in the third quarter. Timeout is taken by Redbone Springs. Clay County up. Biggest lead of the night, 37-30.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here in Red Bull and Springs, where Clay County has built their lead up to 7, Daniel, 37-30, midway through this third quarter. Grant Strong has 17 points, and Jake Ashlock has 11. And Ashlock, it's not just a score, and we saw him assist on back-to-back scores to Strong earlier. He's kicking it out for the three. He's making great looks to cutters through the middle. Ashlock does it all. I've talked about him. To me, he's the MVP of this league. He can do it all, pulls down the rebounds, assists, play inside and out, and he's showing that tonight.
The prototype of a non-selfish player, just willing to do whatever it takes. Red Bullen comes away empty on a shot, rebounded by Gunnar Silk. He quickly comes down and scores. 39-30, Clay County on the run here. Pass knocked out of bounds. On the inbound play by Clay County, Red Bull maintains possession. They'll inbound now from in front of the scorers table. On the floor for Clay County, Jimmy Burchett, Gunnar Silk, Jake Ashlock, Eli Smith, and Grant Strong. Inside to Marsh, two easy buckets for him. They called Ashlock asleep. He wasn't able to deny Marsh that time. 39-32, Clay County leads by 7. Eli Smith with the left corner, works up top to Jimmy Burchett, now Gunnar Silk, who hands off to Grant Strong. Coach Edwards is going to reset the offense with the sophomore running the point. Jake Ashlock, high post, trying to run the give and go. Can't do it. Hands back to Strong. Strong now does it to Ashlock. Ashlock into the paint. No good. Got his own rebound.
Got his own rebound. Good job, Jake.
Great play. What a way to fight by Jake Ashlock, who on the second putback opportunity scored under heavy duress from about three Red Bull defenders. 2:45 and ticking. Third quarter action. Clay County by 9, 41-32. Red Bullen comes down, misses a shot, and Ashlock rebound ahead to Strong. Strong fires a three. Yeah! He is 3 for 3, Coach, from 3-point.
Good. That's pretty good shooting.
Clay County with a 12-point lead, 44-32. Dalton Marsh now for Red Bullen inside.
A double dribble.
He's going to be called for a double dribble. Jimmy Burch is there, the one really making that happen. He is in there trying to steal the ball away from Marsh. He made the big man nervous. Made him double dribble at Thomas. Timeout is taken. 2:17 left in the third. 44-32, Clay County.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County inbounds coming out of this timeout. 2:15 left in the third quarter. They have their biggest lead of the night of either team, for that matter. 44-32, 12-point lead.
We talked about Jake Ashlock and him facilitating this offense. Grant Strong's been the recipient, guys. He's got 11 of his 20 points in this quarter. The sophomore and the senior, they work so well together. Give him 13 for the quarter, Daniel.
8-foot jumper, nothing but net for Strong. 46-32, and this one is starting to get away from Michael Owens and his Red Bull and Springs Bulldogs. Red Bull with the basketball. Murphy left wing, works back out top. Ends up giving it up to Hicks, right corner. No good on his three-pointer. Rebound to Eli Smith. Smith trying to look for an outlet pass ahead now to Jimmy Burchett. He goes to the rack, and he goes for the foul. Offensive foul on the freshman. Red Bull and drawing a lot of those tonight, and Coach Edwards just throws his hands up and says, what's he got to do? It was a clear block and foul, but that not called. And nothing wrong with Jimmy Burchett there. A great job by the freshman getting to the rack.
He was taking it, too, the 6'7" Dalton Marsh, Daniel, and then a little guy slid underneath and drew the charge. Like you say, one of those nights you cannot attack the rim.
Nope. Minute 20 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County in front by 14. Red Bull win the basketball. Murphy out top. Gives off to Hicks inside to Marsh. Marsh under a lot of pressure. Jump shot. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burgett.
You see Burgett doubling down the half ice lock. He's like a swarm of bees down there, and then he gets the rebound.
Strong with it. Left wing off the pass from Burgett. Now back to Ashlock. Help at the top of the key. Over to Jimmy Burgett. Back to Jake. 55 seconds left. Third quarter. He gives it to Grant Strong, left wing. Coach Edwards telling his guys what to do. Strong starts to execute. He's fouled by Gross. Not a lot of fouls called in this quarter for either team. Three for Red Bulling. Actually, three for Clay County, two for Red Bulling.
Big minutes for these young guys tonight off the Clay County bench. And we know about Eli Smith and what he brings. With Keaton Arms out, we've seen the freshman John Hamilton come in. With Alec Kerr out, we've seen the freshman Jimmy Burchett fill in. And, guys, there's no drop-off when you hit the Clay County bench.
We know all about these freshmen back from football. First time we're getting to see John and Jimmy do it here on the hardwood. It's not a surprise. It's great to see. We think about the tenacity of Jimmy Burchett. I think about his dad, Brent, and his tenacity as a player. As Mason Sharp goes to the hoop, he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. As his shot was no good. I was a little too young to clearly remember watching him play basketball, but just a real spark plug flying around all over the place. Probably the quickest guy on the floor most nights, and Jimmy a whole lot like him.
He is, and Jimmy's got the calm. He played minutes in this game where this atmosphere was at its peak and played well.
He has. Sharp at line to shoot two. They're cleaning up a little bit of sweat on the floor, coaches.
Yeah.
Players went down.
A little perspiration.
31 and a half seconds left to play in this third quarter. Sharp at the line to shoot two. Knocks down the front end of that one, and that's not a surprise at all because Mason Sharp on the season is about an 83% free throw shooter. He don't miss many there. Clay County back up, and the lead's growing larger. It's up to 16 now. Is it 48 to 32? What a quarter Clay County's had. Murphy with it. Right wing gives it up to Williams. Williams to Hicks. And we're going to have a foul called against Clay County on the floor.
The freshman, Big John Hamilton, inside battling with Marsh Daniel. He's not backing down from him. Looks straight up, looks him in the eye.
And that's his first personal. And he's all over him right now, just leaning on him. And it creates a big turnover, John Hamilton. Creating a big play here. It's a jump ball. They tried to work it into Marsh. Marsh falls to the ground because of the pressure of John Hamilton. Jump ball is in favor of Red Bulling. And on this same inbound play, Marsh is just looking at the official saying, what can I do? Hamilton's all over him along with Spivey, and he's still working. And now Hamilton being knocked to the ground. And another turnover. Mason Sharp coming up with a steal. He works ahead to Gunner Silk. Gunner Silk at the left block, baseline, jump shot, and he's fouled by Williams. This one's getting out of hand. Red Bowen feels it slipping out of the grasp, and they can't stand it.
Okay, Daniel, back-to-back turnovers when they threw it in the post to Marsh there. And, it's hurting their feelings, Daniel.
Silk at the line to try to extend this six-point lead. The official's talking to Marsh right now, explaining to him, hey, this is what's going on. Coach Watson, what do you think of it? They are all over him.
Kind of reminds you of Godzilla against airplanes.
It does.
Well, it's all about the hands, Daniel, when you're playing down there. You can body them up. You can hip check them. You can do what you want. The Hamilton knows to keep his hands up and extended.
And he is.
It's working.
Silk makes good on both of those free throws. Clay County up by 18. 6 seconds left in the third. Gross with it on the inbound play. He's near the timeline. 2 seconds. Now down the left wing. And we're going to have a foul.
That's all right. That's all right with 8 tenths.
On the floor. But what it did, took away a shot opportunity, really. Those 8 tenths of a second left. Is that enough time to get it in and get a shot off, Coach?
Yeah, Mars could probably tip it, but I don't know if anybody can do much with that. They'll probably get one off.
Ball's worked into Williams. 3-point attempts away. No good. Third quarter's over.
Just look what that jump ball did for us a minute ago.
Such a huge quarter. for Clay County.
And we get possession to begin this one.
As they extend it out to an 18-point lead, 50-32.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Fourth and final quarter underway. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters of Spivey, Ashunk, Silk, Sharp, and Strong. Gunner Silk with it out top. Go ahead, Tom.
Daniel, Clay County outscored Red Bone Springs 25-9 in that third quarter. You'll have to tell me who scored that time.
Jake Ashunk, two more from left block. Red Bone with the ball. Williams into the paint. Gets to the hoop and scores. Nice play by him. 52-34 the score. Grant Strong with it. Right wing gives up to Ashunk. Ashunk picks up the dribble, dishes off to Silk. Clay County not in a hurry here. 52-34, they do have a healthy lead, 18 points. Ashunk baseline, works against Marsh, kicks out to Silk, now Sharp, now Spivey, who's defended by Williams. Jeff gives up to Gunner, Gunner over to Mason, Mason to Grant, swung it all the way to Jake at left block, he's working against Dalton, shots up, no good, rebounded, put back by Strong, and it's good. It was. Great body control by Grant to catch the ball and get it back up, kind of almost back behind his head. He was so far under the hoop, just a great athletic play. Red Bone comes down, dribbles off their own foot out of bounds. Clay County with a chance to go up, and they're already up. By 20, Coach, they're going to go up beyond that with a score.
20-point ball game.
You know, we need just hold her calm.
Grant Strong's got 24 points. Guys, he scored a baker's dozen in that third and decisive third quarter right there.
Silk with it, left wing, swings Dashock in the paint, works against Marsh, outside now to Spivey, he fires a three, hits it. His first attempt of the game, I think, from outside, and he knocks it down.
He was sitting and waiting for it.
Williams with it, right wing, gives it up to Sampson. Sampson swings to Gross, now Murphy in the corner, inside to Marsh, he works one-on-one against Dashock, and Dashock fouls him. Third personal for Jake, and Marsh at the line to shoot two. Well, honestly, he's not that strong a shooter.
Yeah, when he gets it that low, you pretty much got to give it to him. If you don't get some of that offside help, the little mosquitoes coming after him.
He does hit that first free throw. I think the first he's hit tonight.
It is, Daniel. It's the first he's hit. He had 12 in the first half, Daniel. That made him 17 for the night, so only 5 points here in this second half while Clay County's pouring it on.
And 17 is a lot, but still about 5 below his average of 23 or 4. Marsh misses the second free throw, rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong with it, top of the key, swings across to Silk, now in the right corner in the hands of Spivey. Now Sharp, now Silk, now Strong at left wing. He drives into the paint all the way to the
hole.
What a great athletic move to get there. And a foul's going to be called against Mason Sharp. Thomas, I saw you got excited. You thought Strong was going to finish it hard with a dunk.
Well, he cupped it with his hand. I thought he was fixing to windmill it, and I think he thought about it.
He caught himself in between, I believe.
He caught himself in between.
He was trying to make it easy.
And the layup and the finger roll just turned off. I did get on the edge of my seat. I won't lie to you.
Strong only a sophomore. That time's coming. Junior and senior year, he'll finish that play with the big finish. Foul called against Clay County on the floor, putting Red Bone in the bonus. Matt Murphy at the line to shoot the front end, the 1-1 he hit in, earns the right to shoot the second. It's away, also good. After Murphy's free throws, we're back to a 20-point differential. Clay County 57, Red Bone 37, 5:45 and ticking here left in this fourth quarter. And this one kind of comfortable right now for Clay County. It took that big third quarter where we outscored them 25-9, Thomas, to give us this big lead.
It did, Daniel. And, you know, this is a statement right here from Clay County saying, look, we're the best team in this league. We're going to prove it here against our neighboring county rival. And, you
come
know,
on, Jeff. Come
it's
on,
going to
Jeff.
Come down to a coin toss. If both Monterey and Clay County win out, Daniel, they split against each other. They split against the next highest-ranked opponent in this league. So coin toss for the league championship is what it's going to come down to. But you know Clay County wants that.
Unless Monterey slips up.
That's true.
And two of their remaining district games that they've got to play. Silk with the ball for Clay County. The ball was knocked out of bounds. It's just now being inbounded. Ashlock with it, left corner, gives up to Strong. Strong drives, underhanded layup, no good.
Come on, Grant.
5 minutes remaining in the contest. Red Bull with the rebound. They come down. Dalton Thompson out top, swings it across to Murphy, now back to Thompson. Now back to Murphy in the corner. Three-pointer good. Matthew Murphy, the senior, adds three more points. And a timeout's going to be taken. Full timeout.
Clay County's going to take it.
4:41
Let's kill a little time.
Game. Clay County with a 17-point lead, 57-40. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit ampbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, 4:40 and ticking left in this contest. Gunner Sook with it, comes across the timeline, has it out top, gives up to Grant Strong, right wing. Ashok sets a screen, uses it. Strong now at the top of the key, drives to the free throw line, dishes outside to Spivey, left corner three-pointer.
And another three for Jeff.
Strong and Spivey both real hot tonight from behind the arc. I think they have 5 3-pointers between them. 2 for Spivey, 3 for Strong. Dalton Thompson, right wing, Red Bowen. His team trails by 20, 60-40, Clay County ahead. Inside to Dalton Marsh, 2 more points for the big man.
You got to give him that one.
Sure, he's a great player.
When he gets good position, don't stop the clock, keep it moving.
And not only is he big, he knows what he's doing with it.
He's pretty talented.
3:45 left in this one. Ashlock now going one-on-one against Marsh. We've seen this before. Has him out around the timeline. Now drives. Gives it out to Spivey. Spivey circles around. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Strong. Strong hands off to Sharp. Some of the faithful starting to head out of here on this one. I see the Monterey contingency here watching tonight. They're starting to exit. What's that point guard's name, Thomas West? It's so good. Peyton, is it?
Yep.
And we see him heading up the sideline here. They were idle tonight, a rare off night on a district night for Monterey. Clay County on the inbound play. Sharp with it, left wing. Clay County just killing time right now. 3:15 and ticking. Spivey with it, left corner, defended by Marsh. Takes him all the way to the rack and scores. Jeff Spivey into the paint, scoring over the 6'7 Marsh. 62-42. Clay County maintains a 20-point lead. Gunner Silk called for a personal foul.
Yeah, it blocked him out of bounds.
Sure did.
I believe he got that one right.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that one. We see Hicks go to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. What a huge third quarter, Coach.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's one of the best quarters I've ever seen them play, I believe.
outscored Red Bull in 25-9. They only led by what, two, Thomas, at halftime?
Yeah, based on that great shot by Bashlot.
Down by as many as 9 midway through the second quarter, guys, and what a response.
Just huge, similar to what we've seen out of them in the past over here. The front end was hit by Hicks. The back end missed. 62-43 the score. Ashok with it out top. Dalton Thompson comes out to defend him. Ashok wanting to drive against him. Ends up handing off to Mason Sharp.
We'll see it right here. Coach Edwards just said, lay up or nothing, guys. Make them come out and get you. If they don't, just take your time.
Silk now with his turn at it. He can't drive to the hoop. Gives it back out to Ashok, who hands off to Sharp. Sharp working against Hicks. Hands off to Silk. Silk at the free throw line. Kicks it to Spivey.
Jeff wanted to.
Wanted to fire the three, but didn't.
Yeah. He had the gun cocked.
The way he's shooting tonight, I'd have let him flung it, I think.
Strong with it.
3-for-3.
Gives it to Ashok. Now back to Strong. 2 minutes remains in this one. Clay County going to be big winners tonight to get to 23-3 on the season. Those three losses coming to York, Gordonsville, and Monterey. Don Marsh comes up with a steal here. Red Bowen coming back down to their end. The big man to the hoop. He scores. Two more points for Don Marsh, and a foul called against Murphy on the inbound. He harassed Spivey, knocked him to the floor. Michael Owens disagrees. He's berating the official right now.
Marsh might have carried the ball a little bit out there.
I think that's why they made sure to call that foul on Murphy.
I think he wanted one
play.
Of those rim rattlers. Maybe the official wanted to see one, too. I don't know.
62-45 the score. Clay County in front by 17. Minute 40 remains. Strong with it. Defended by Murphy. Hands off to Ashok. Dalton Thompson comes out on Jake. Jake has to put it in motion. He dribbles the left wing, gives to Sharp. Sharp to Silk. Silk to Spivey. Clay Kenny doing the same thing, just chewing up this time. Strong with it now. He drives in free throw line. That's as far as he penetrates, though. Kicks it back out to Spivey. Now to Sharp. Now back to Strong. Murphy there defending him. Red Bowen not wanting to foul. They know that this one's all but over as we have 60 seconds left to play. Foul call. Dalton Thompson finally sits in. Fouls Ashok, who's got to go to the line to shoot the 1-1. As Red Bowen now commits their 17th foul. Ashok very strong from the free throw line. On the season, an 83% shooter. Very much appreciate everybody who's tuned in and listened to us tonight. As Jake hits the front end of that. This is our last broadcast of the regular season. Only one game remains. That's a week from tonight at Salina against Van Buren County. Non-district game. That'll be senior night. If you can, come out. Cheer on Kelsey Roten, Jake Ashok, Mason Sharp, Leanne Smith, Abigail Collins, and Taylor Smith. All seniors for the cheerleaders and the basketball programs is their honor next Friday night. Basket made by Red Bull Springs. 45 seconds to play. Clay County with it. Ashok on the inbound gives it to Silk. We will be carrying coverage of the District 6A tournament from Livingston. First contest we'll have there will be the girls in a quarterfinal contest against the winner of... Let me look at my bracket. They'll be playing the winner of the 6-7 matchup. Timeout's taken here on the floor. All the Clay County starters.
We brought the mop-up crew in.
Standing applause given to them as they exit. Coming on are Jimmy Burchett, Bryce Bailey, Joseph Markham, Heath Hensley, and Carson Sharp. They're going to play these last 28 seconds. Red Bowling also using some substitutes. Jimmy Burchett firing a long three-pointer. No good. And I guess they had the green light to shoot, Thomas.
Oh, yeah. Anything goes.
And a foul by Carson Sharp.
You're not going to shoot around Carson. He'll take care of that.
Jordan Bohannon goes to the line to shoot.
He'll make you earn it.
The sophomore guard.
He's a good defensive ball player. I'm really impressed with his defensive work this year.
Carson's another one of these guys. We talked about Jimmy Burchett. Carson, they don't see the floor right now, but they're great players. Their time's coming. The depth of this Clay County team over the next three seasons is going to be just tremendous. We're going to be two and three deep inside and outside. Yeah. Going to be really strong. A foul on the missed free throw sends Bryce Bailey to the line to shoot a one and one of his own. And Bryce with opportunity to get varsity points here.
This has been an unusual season for us, too, because usually our freshmen don't get a lot of seasoning time their freshman year. And we've had a bunch of them this year that have been playing under duress and under important parts of the ball game and playing a good role and doing a good job at it.
We have only two seniors, of course, and only one junior.
Right.
So that opportunity has been there.
Yeah, last year we were senior-laden, and there wasn't a spot for a lot of them.
Even the talented freshmen, Zy Grant, didn't see a lot of time last year because of all those seniors. 3 seconds left to settle it. All these free throws have been no good here in the final waning seconds. And this one goes final. Clay County 65, Red Bull and 49. Winners by 16 for the Black and Gold Bulldogs. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show. And coming up first on it, the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap up.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau postgame show. The girls are now 17-9 with their win tonight. Final score in that one, 51-44. The boys, I believe, are 23-3 after their win tonight. Final in that one.
65-49, Daniel.
65-49. We'll go ahead now and do the Cumberland Exteriors boys wrap up, kind of dissect this great boys contest. It was real close at halftime. Clay County led by two, and they just blew it open later on. I know you'll talk about that.
Well, it was a great back and forth first half, and then that second quarter is when things heated up. That's when we had the local sheriff had to come up into the stands, and Rep Olin was got up by as many as 9 points at that time, Daniel.
And then, it looked pretty bleak there for a minute.
Pretty bleak, but you know,
everybody.
The senior, Jake Ashlock, came on right there at the end of the first
yes,
half, guys.
Did.
Scored the last 7 points of the second quarter, including that buzzer-beating three to lift Clay County to a lead, two-point lead, headed into halftime, and that was just a huge momentum swing.
It was, and a lot of times, yeah, it was 3 points. But sometimes that momentum is bigger than the points, and that's one of those cases.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes the action is worth more than the result.
It is. And then it wasn't the seniors kept facilitating in that third quarter, and he was feeding the sophomores, Grant Strong. And we talked about it, guys, probably maybe his most complete game of the year, knocking him down from outside, dishing when he drove. Those two played a great two-man game tonight between each other. But Grant Strong put up 13 of his game-high 24 in that decisive third quarter and pretty much put this one away.
He did. We outscored for 25-9, Coach. What a quarter.
I'm telling you what. Now, you can't argue with that.
No.
You know, we picked up the pace a little bit and got a bunch of other people involved. Because, you know, Grant, you said, had 13? How many did we score?
We scored 28. 25 in that quarter.
So with a bunch of other people done some scoring too, didn't
right.
they?
They did. You know, Mason Sharp, his only points of the night. Well, I lied. Four came in that quarter. Gunner Silk has scored four in the quarter. Jake Ashlock had four. So, you know, a lot of guys played well when it mattered. We saw Clay County do that most of the season. The third quarter, they won the coaches' quarter. Well, the last few games, they've struggled in that.
Yes, they have.
They've been losing that quarter. I'll tell you something else we saw, and I think it happened during that third quarter, was that's when John Hamilton just really frustrated Doc Marsh. That's great credit to Marsh. He keeps his cool.
He was
frustrated then.
He does.
Even then, he didn't get dirty. He didn't play tough, because honestly, if he really felt like it, he could probably knock him boys to the ground pretty easy.
Yeah.
He's 6'7". I'm going to put him at around 265 pounds. But John Hamilton, it don't show up on the stat line, but he had such a great effort during
that
third.
Yes, he did.
And all the young guys played well.
Yeah.
Jimmy Burchett, all of them.
Yeah, and Jimmy Burchett did a good job while he was in there. And guys, coming out at halftime, we came out a little bit earlier tonight with about 4 minutes or so on the clock, and the guys kind of had their heads up and were kind of proud of themselves when they walked back on the floor.
That's true.
And when they came out that third quarter, it just kind of, you know, flowed on over into it.
Sure did.
Going down for Redbone Springs guys, Dalton Marsh, probably the best game he's ever had against us, in my guess, or close to it.
Highest points, anyway.
Right, 21 points tonight. Matthew Murphy had 12, James Sampson 5, Marion Williams had 6, Mason Hicks 4, and Jordan Bohannon 1 late. For Clay County, 3 in double figures again. Grant Strong led the way with 24. Jake Ashlock, another great night, 17 points. And Jeffrey Spivey, he ended up with 11. So, three scoring double figures, and you combine the other two, Mason Sharp and Gunner Silk both had 6. So, that's 4 in double figures pretty much.
Spivey's another that played tough down the post in there amongst Marsh and some of those other big guys. Just a good night for Clay County.
And, guys, I think they were totally committed to Marsh tonight because, you know, they really weren't looking for that three-pointer like they have against us before.
That's true.
I think they were totally committed to Marsh to beat us.
That was Owens just playing. Well, we're going to play one last set of advertisements. Come back and announce tonight's TDS top performers before signing off.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company,
but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network for the final time, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers. We'll remind you one more time, though, that the girls were winners tonight, getting to 17-9 on the season with their 51-44 defeat of the Redbone Springs Lady Dogs, and the boys getting to 23-3 on the season after beating Redbone 65-49. We'll go ahead now and do the girls' TDS top performer from tonight's contest, and we went with Riley Burchett for a couple different reasons. Number one, primarily being that she had 2 points, Thomas, against Pickett County on Tuesday night. And that's something that, unless she's in foul trouble or injured or something like that, you expect her to have double figures every night. Well, she did not play good Tuesday night. Clearly was shaken up during that game by the Pickett defense. She got over that tonight, come back, reestablished herself, heading into this final regular season game a week tonight in the postseason with that 14 tonight.
And, you know, and there was kind of a turning point in that maturation tonight, in my opinion. You know, there was times she struggled. They called a walk on her a time or two. She was indecisive under the basket. But she turned that corner tonight, in my opinion. You saw her with the power dribble and the move to the lane. You saw her mix it up and turn to the left late in the fourth quarter. You saw Briley Burchett get that confidence back.
And we need her having that, because if we don't have that inside threat, it so very much limits the Clay County Lady Dogs offense when they can't go inside. She did a nice job getting back there. I know you're flipping your stat sheet. Any particular thing of interest other than she scored in each quarter throughout the night?
Well, in that decisive quarter where the Lady Dogs outscored Redbone Springs 19-10 in that fourth quarter to take the 51-44 lead, she had two big timely buckets, in my opinion, in that game. There were several, but down the stretch, Briley Burchett, when she caught it in the paint, she put it in the hole, Daniel. And she just brought this win home for Clay County tonight, I think.
She did. Boys side. Had a hard time a little bit until we got to talking about things.
Right.
And saw all the great stuff that Grant Strong did tonight. I'll be honest with you. Earlier we was talking about Jake. Jake Ashok played so good tonight. But when it came down to that crucial moment, there was a two-point lead for Clay County coming out of the half. Grant Strong scores 13 of Clay County's 25 in that big third quarter. And he did a lot of other stuff, too, that you're going to talk about. But that third quarter is what won this game for us. And he played so well. Hit 2 3-pointers during that quarter.
2 threes, and he started the second half with an and-one, guys, with authority. If you remember, he took it to the hole at Dalton Marsh. Anybody that was in there, Daniel, he set the tone to start that second half. Don't get me wrong. Everybody played well that third quarter. Jake Ashlock was facilitating, had several assists, rebounds, defense, so on and so forth. But Grant Strong, you know, we talked with Coach Watson there. Maybe not the most points he scored all year, but probably most complete game, Daniel.
Yeah.
He was, you know, I think he made, three. He was basically, I don't think he missed a three.
No, he was three for three.
3 for 3 from behind the arc. We saw him pull up everywhere, baseline, free throw line. Saw him hit the three. We saw him drive. I thought he was going to tire the rim down that one time when I got on the edges of my seat.
That's coming.
It is coming. It is coming as soon as you realize he can do it because he's up there high enough. But to me, the most complete game tonight, and you got to add in the defense.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't necessarily man-on-man defense that Grant Stone played. He was sagging off of Williams. He was sagging off of the other guy. But he was coming up, and he was challenging Dalton Marsh, and he was challenging him at the rim at times, Daniel.
Yeah.
He and Ashlock and Spivey Hamilton, heck, it takes a daggum family, Daniel, to guard Dalton Marsh, and Grant Strong was one of them tonight.
He was. He played really well. Grant's going to have a slew of games over the next 2.5 years where we're sitting here having this same discussion about him. He's such a special player and just played really well tonight. So Bradley Burchett and Grant Strong, the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. And those top performers were brought to you by TDS Disposal. serving all of your waste management needs, and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. The Lady Dogs and Bulldogs' next regular season action will be their final regular season game a week from tonight at Salina. It will be senior night, as we mentioned, Jay Cashlock, Mason Sharp, Kelsey Roden, Taylor Smith, Leanne Smith, and Abigail Collins. Those six seniors are going to be honored at it. Hopefully you can come out and check that out in person and watch them. We will not be broadcasting that game. We'll come back and do the girls' District 6A tournament quarterfinal. I don't know what date that'll be, but just check your future Del Holla Horizon. It'll be okay. No, not yet. We do know that we are the third seed on the girls' side. All right. Well, folks, we've thoroughly enjoyed bringing these 10 outstanding District 6A showcases to you. So very much looking forward to the postseason tournament that's coming up in a few weeks. So until then, for Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and also Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.